The armies are massed.
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields of bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.
And that is exactly what is going on, ladies and gentlemen. Started the broadcast for the first time in many years with a different intro song because I wanted to note to everyone that we are entering into the darkest waters the world has ever seen. And the politicians are hiding themselves away. The Democrats are. They only started the wars.
Politicians hide themselves away.
And loaded in the info war.
Time will tell them their power minds, making war just for fun, treating people just like boys and chess. Wait till the judgment day comes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Treating people just like pawns in chess. Wait till their judgment day comes. Their poisoned, brainwashed minds. Sorcerers of death's construction. Everybody listening, this is a very important broadcast today. For vital information. After we go to this break, this information is so important, I just can't come right into the start of the show and calmly report on it. I need to point out this is important, this is special. And this needs to explode across the internet and out of cyberspace and into the third dimension, into the plane of existence we all live in. It needs to manifest around the water cooler, in your churches, in your homes, in the streets, from the hills, the mountains, in the valleys. And we will cover it after this break.
Now in darkness, world stops turning. Ashes where the body's burning. No more war pigs have the power. And as God has struck the hour, day of judgment, God is calling. On the knees the war pigs crawling, begging mercies for the sins. Satan laughing spreads his wings. Oh, Lord, yeah.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, The elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a protective fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The news I'm about to cover broke on the internet yesterday as we were ending the broadcast, and we did briefly cover it then. I will now, for the next hour, cover it in great detail. Then, veteran prosecutor of the Manson family and many others, Vincent Bugliosi, will join us for a full hour. In the second hour, Dr. Nick Begich talking about his brother running for Senate against indicted Senator Stevens. And then for a full hour to take your phone calls on the economy and the future of it, Bob Chatman on this Friday edition. We'll have open phones with all three of our guests today. All right, let me go ahead and get into the most important news we've seen in a very long time, a key break in the 9/11 investigation, but not just the 9/11 investigation, in the history of false flag, state-sponsored, self-inflicted wounds. This is vital information. I need everyone to go to Infowars.com and get the report done by Kurt Nemo. The original report broke on the web yesterday via Think Progress. Excellent news source. But Kurt Nemo went through and gave some of the background history to show just how important this information is. Now, let me, before I cover the latest information concerning this news story, from one of the best sources out there in mainstream news, the greatest living investigative journalist. He is heralded universally as the greatest living investigative journalist, Cy Hirsch. And John, cue that audio up from yesterday. I want to play the full clip. But before I do that, it is incontrovertible fact that there are more than 200 declassified, publicly available examples of criminal elements. I want to be clear, not the entire government, but a tiny faction at the top, staging more than 200 terror attacks and provocateur actions. Some of the oldest declassified examples on CIA.gov are Operation Ajax in 1953, where the CIA, led by Black Ops Commander Kermit Roosevelt and Norman Schwarzkopf's father, General Schwarzkopf's father, and British intelligence, MI6, led a team in a one-year program to overthrow the elected pro-West anti-communist government of Mohammad Mossadegh, who was secular. They couldn't allow that. Very advanced civilization. They don't want that. They came in with radical Muslims as their shock troops to then back putting in to power the princeling, the Shah of Iran. Then they turned around and stabbed the Muslims they used to come to power in the back. They staged terror attacks all over the country, blowing up mosques, bombing schools, shooting police and military, and handing out hundreds of thousands of handbills saying that Mohammad Mossadegh had done it. In fact, it was Mohammad Mossadegh claiming responsibility for it. There, of course, is the Gulf of Tonkin, a staged event, claiming the ships were shot at to get us into Vietnam, now totally declassified. USS Liberty, now declassified, as we had always told you with all the eyewitnesses and the admirals and the judge advocate generals and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. I had them all on over the years. Most of them are dead, but the audio of them is posted on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Admiral Moore died in 2004. We interviewed him for the fifth time weeks before he died. Ward Boston's still alive. He was the judge advocate captain who then became Judge Advocate General, head of the Navy later, who was charged with the whitewash and cover-up of what happened. Total eyewitness, telling you on air. The captain before he died, we interviewed many years ago. The doctor, the first mates, many of them still alive. I've interviewed more than 50 people involved in and around the USS Liberty. Now declassified, Chicago Tribune, on a premeditated attack by Israel, working with LBJ to try to sink the ship, who blocked aid to the ship as it was under attack for 2.5 hours, by Desant Missouri bombers, Mirage fighter bombers, torpedo boats, helicopters. The most highly decorated ship in United States naval history. They were told they would be killed if they told any of the public about what really happened with the attack. And I've had multiple eyewitnesses on this show where the admiral, who was told by LBJ to turn the jets back and not aid them, when they kept the ship afloat, and then when Russian intelligence ship pulled up and began photographing and filming it, the Israeli commando helicopters were forced to break off, going on board the ship in hand-to-hand combat and killing everyone aboard, and then blowing the bottom of the ship out and sending it to the bottom. Because they followed procedures and locked down all the bulkheads. Some men went into rooms on fire to close bulkheads, or the ship would have gone to the bottom. A 30-plus foot hole was blown in the side by one of the torpedoes. But again, I already digress. I'm just giving you documented examples of what we're dealing with here. There are hundreds of other declassified examples of provocateured false flag staged events. Hundreds, more than 200 declassified. Then we had Oklahoma City, and you go over the evidence of that, and I've made a film, America Destroyed by Design, covering it. It's now come out in mainstream newspapers that who we fingered a decade ago, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the so-called anti-hate group, was running the white supremacist compound where the media told us the attacks supposedly emanated from. Not infiltrating, founding, running. With the CIA and FBI. And then you go through the bombs in the building and the eyewitnesses and the cop of the year being murdered after he went public saying it was the government in Oklahoma City. On and on and on. Terrence Yakey, We have all the Republican memos saying we need terror attacks to be able to attack Iraq and Afghanistan and Iran. And we have the PNAC document, September 2000, Rebuilding America's Defenses, written by Cheney, saying the same thing. And we have the Grand Chessboard, written by Zbigniew Brzezinski, stating the same thing. And we have all the modern Republican memos and op-ed editorial pieces in major newspapers, like the Philadelphia Daily News, where they said 9/11 was great for America. We need another one. And then we have Gary Hart, head of the Homeland Security Board with the CFR, that wrote the plan for Homeland Security before 9/11 and said we'd be hit by terrorists and give up all your rights when we do, writing letters to Iran saying, you don't think because 80% of the American people are against attacking you that you won't be attacked. The U.S. government will stage attacks. And we went and interviewed him. It's in Truth Rising. And he said, yes, our government will stage attacks. It's all on record. Thousands of pieces of other evidence. Then all of the anomalies and hijackers trained at U.S. military bases and heads of embassies reporting on this show that they wouldn't let Muhammad Atta and other supposed hijackers back in the country from Al-Qaeda summits in Malaysia and Afghanistan, and they'd be ordered, let them in. Their terrorist files are only CIA covers. And then we have them trained at Pensacola Naval Air Station and the Defense Language School, Monterey, California. And the heads of the schools go public in horror and start reporting on it. Then we have the anthrax attack that turned out to be a U.S. weaponized, super weaponized version, coated in bentonite, $100 million process. They try to frame innocent people, and then it links directly back to who they admit was a known Mossad agent working in Fort Detrick, who even after he was fired right before 9/11, broke back into Detrick and reportedly stole anthrax. Mainstream news and the White House on Cipro, the anthrax-fighting antibiotic. On September 10th, close to a month before the first anthrax letters were mailed, 5 weeks before the deaths began, the illnesses and deaths. You ought to see Burmese's new film he's putting together. It's got the press conferences with Ari Fleischer, press secretary, admitting it all, and just saying it's no big deal. All of this and thousands of other pieces we don't have time to cover here today and go over with you. But here is the new information. And there's a bunch of other information I'm going to cover after we get into this, like the White House memo, which the White House admits is accurate and is still seeking to prosecute, along with British intelligence, whoever released it. The White House memo, where the British were taking down notes of Bush telling Blair, we've got to stage some event to go into Iraq on the eve of that war. Let's paint U.S. aircraft like U.N. planes, fly them low, and hope some of his troops shoot at them, and then claim they fired at them as a pretext. Well, this is far worse. Headline, Infowars.com, get it out to everybody now. Cheney neocons considered killing Americans in pretext to attack Iran. And this dovetails with the tapes released 4 months ago that we're going to play today of Donald Rumsfeld talking to top generals in a meeting with former top generals, the Gang of Six, who were the major, quote, military analysts for the news, saying, we need another 9/11, a bigger one, or the people aren't going to support the wars and what we're doing. But the new information, Cheney neocons considered killing Americans in pretext to attack Iran, and it's stated, Cy Hirsch, White House sources confirmed, they plan to dress up Navy SEALs like Iranians, build boats identical to the blue Iranian patrol boats, and have the Navy SEALs attack U.S. ships in the Gulf and the Strait of Hormuz. We'll be right back with all the details. I'm Alex Jones.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you.
This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay, call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune, as long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Dick Cheney in a White House meeting in a war conference, a powwow, called for, among many other things that Cy Hirsch has decided to not tell the public, and I demand that Cy Hirsch, who has an impeccable record, but I'm outraged by the fact that he isn't, quote, releasing the other things they said they were planning. Cheney proposed killing other Americans, attacking U.S. naval ships. Now, remember, this was proposed, he says. We're going to play the tape in the next segment. And remember, right around this time, he did release a news story that they were planning some type of staged Gulf of Tonkin in the Strait of Hormuz with our ships, but didn't say what. He has an absolute obligation with his White House sources, which he has, going back to Vietnam, because we have people on the inside. People say, well, something this big and this evil would leak out. It would come out. It has. Why do you think the NSA prematurely, quote, accidentally declassified Northwoods in April of 2001? months before 9/11. So ABC News and the Baltimore Sun could report, headline, U.S. government plan to terrorize and attack U.S. cities as pretext for war. That was the Baltimore Sun headline. The ABC was similar. Why do you think the Navy intelligence, the day before 9/11, in the Washington Post, of all places, basically a government organ, said Israel may stage terror attacks in the United States or against U.S. interest as a pretext to launch a larger war in the Middle East against Iraq, Iran, and Syria? They are warning you. There are good people in government. It is coming out. It is being reported on. It's not being kept secret. And Cy Hirsch says because the White House decided to not go and because the Pentagon did not like the plan of killing their own soldiers, that the plan was not carried out, and so Cy Hirsch didn't write a story about it for New Yorker magazine. That in and of itself is outrageous, but that's a secondary issue. All of the targets and all of the terrorist plans need to be released now. Doesn't Cy Hirsch know that if they carry out any of the plans Cheney has laid, that they will go after Cy Hirsch and will obviously know which source in the White House told him this and will kill them both? They'll both have automobile accidents or commit suicide. Do they have any idea how much danger they're in? Well, I think that's why Cy Hirsch at a major media conference days ago said this in front of news cameras, and then it hit YouTube, and then Think Progress did a story on it. This is massive. They plan to have Navy SEALs. Cheney wanted to hurriedly build identical boats, blue PT jet boats, commando boats, which look like the Iranian boats, launch a Navy SEAL operation to have them come up and engage in a firefight and engage U.S. naval craft. And we're in such a culture of evil and decadence that Cy Hirsch can just calmly report, foregone conclusion, that, oh yeah, this was being planned in a meeting in the White House, and we decided not to report on it, but we did decide to put a report out saying they were planning some type of Gulf of Tonkin. No, we needed the details then, buddy. We could have already been into World War III. They could launch it any day, Cy Hirsch. And the New Yorker magazine needs to be called. Cy Hirsch needs to have pressure put on him. I'm going to call people I know that know Cy Hirsch, and I'm going to try to have them put pressure on him and call him at his home. People like Gore Vidal. We need to have somebody who's a former Navy SEAL, Jesse Ventura. I'm going to call him today. I don't think he's back in town yet, but I'm going to call him. I don't have his cell phone. I have his home number. And say, hey, this affects you. Try to get him on as soon as possible. I wanted to have him on as he's probably going to be coming to town for this event we're setting up in the next 3 months. I wanted to have him on right before that, but this is a good reason to have Ventura on. Maybe that can get attention if Ventura comes out and talks about this. All I know is we can't wait. The listeners of this show, the AM and FM affiliates we're on, need to be doing news reports on this themselves. This is a big deal. This is a smoking gun. This isn't Northwoods that's decades old. This is now. This is happening now. They could pull this any day. This is life and death. We'll come back and break this down when we get back. Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change Final Cut. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late great USA. America, freedom to fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500. To qualify for the free webcam, WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seems so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and helped me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter Ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
Think of the magnitude. They really staged 9/11.
Everybody knows that the boat is leaking.
They really did it.
Everybody knows the captain lied.
Does he realize in your psyche
broken feeling
how serious it is to have a world government elite who are totally ruthless and will kill their own slaves, their own minions, just like that?
Everybody wants.
Like they'd
chocolate in the dog stem room.
Like they'd take their dog for a walk. It just means nothing to them. Infowars.com. I need Steve Watson to write another big detailed article, a call to action, breaking down the points I've made and the other points he has. I need Paul Watson to do stories. I need all of you. I don't need other radio hosts to even post or cover Infowars.com story. I know a lot of people out there, it's about who the big dog is on the block, and a lot of people out there won't cover anything I cover on their radio shows, their websites. Hey, then you get up off your butts right now, you go write a story off of our story or off of Think Progress's story, and you do your own. You don't wait You don't sit around twiddling your thumbs. You write one now, or you post and you link to Infowars.com, because we don't have a future. Or you link to Think Progress. I don't care. You get it up now, and you talk about it, and you warn everyone. How far have we come that it's just calmly announced, oh, yeah, they were planning these terror attacks. That's what they are. I mean, if Al-Qaeda or the real Iranian Navy pulled up and opened fire with rocket launchers and heavy machine guns on missile cruisers and frigates, that would be terrorism. But the war that came from that would be true terrorism. Hundreds of sites in Iran being blown to bits. Oil exploding. You think it was bad at $150 a barrel, $125 a barrel right now. You think the dollar plunging by 60%+ so far is bad? Every analyst says oil would at least double for 6 months, maybe even go up more. OPEC said it could be unlimited. Shutting down the whole Middle East, sucking us into what could very easily turn into World War III. In fact, to my producers, let's try to get Ray McGovern on today. Even when Bugliosi's on or when Chapman's on, I need to get his analysis right now. I need to get Dr. Paul Craig Roberts' analysis, because I need to hear what these men, you know, we need to have a council on this, because I don't claim to have all the answers, and I love to hear the other ideas or the ideas that you listeners have. Let's open a thread up on the PrisonPlanet.com forum about how we get the word out about this, what we do about this. Imagine if they caught someone else in power, or a corporate chieftain, or the head of the FBI, or a governor, openly entertaining staging attacks on U.S. shipping. I mean, the FBI ran a year-long program in 2005, 2006, from the middle of 2005 into early 2006, setting up street kids who they profiled off their welfare checks in Miami, who were homeless, and they gave them hundreds of thousands of dollars, they weren't even Muslim, to dress in military uniforms and to go videotape FBI buildings. The FBI led them, and it was a big international scare. An army was going to destroy everything. They caught the FBI in 1998, Bum Steer Award in Texas Monthly. They got the award for being bad guys for the year, for creating a Klan group out of nothing and trying to get them to blow up chemical plants. The FBI led the Klan group. You see, they're all involved in this. Is the average FBI agent who's investigating bank robbery and money laundering a terrorist? No. But their anti-terror units and their intelligence units are terrorists and are involved in terror attacks and provocateur actions. And you think I like having to come on air and go toe-to-toe up against hardcore mafia killers? You think it's fun? This is life and death, ladies and gentlemen. And frankly, for my own safety, I don't need to be the only website and the only person saying what is common sense to do, and that is demand. I mean, haul Cy Hirsch into court if we need to, and have it brought out right now what the other targets are and what the other terrorist plans are. Because let me tell you something, some 14 to 18-year-old street kids in Miami aren't a threat. Some Klan group who, over a 2-year period, the FBI couldn't even get to buy guns. They were so ridiculous and so alcoholic. That's not a threat. But let me tell you, the Vice President of the United States, backed up by British intelligence and Mossad and criminal elements of defense intelligence and private corporations and private defense contractors, they are dangerous. They're real dangerous. And they are planning to stage some type of terror attack in the Middle East or in the United States. But all the intelligence sources, the former White House historians and analysts we've had on, like Richard C. Cook, and the former CIA top analyst and briefer to Ronald Reagan and George Bush Sr., fighting for his life right now against cancer, who still comes on this show, Ray McGovern, and Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of the Treasury, all of these experts, and there's many others we've had on, Vincent Bugliosi, and many others have all, Ron Paul, the congressman, they have all said, and Congressman Dan Hamburg, we had on a few days ago, have all said attacking our ships is the number one thing they're planning to do from sources they've got on Capitol Hill. And they've already tried it once with that fake radio transmission, and zooming in with their cameras a mile and a half away to Iranian boats claiming they were threatening to blow the ships up. How on earth can Cy Hirsch just calmly sit around talking about how, yeah, they were planning this attack and other attacks, but we decided to not report on it because they decided to not carry out the attacks? That was just Dick Cheney in front of larger groups of his staff and the Pentagon generals in a meeting, throwing it out there, seeing who would bite, who would like it, to recruit more people into it. Just like they went into JFK in 1962, and L.L. Lemonser, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, JFK had doubled the size of the military in just a few years. He had, that is, doubled their funding. He was a hawk. He believed in a strong military. He was a veteran, highly decorated on a little attack boat in the South Pacific, almost died. He wanted to go into Vietnam. He was there in covert operations, and they came to him and said, we want to hijack jets by remote control, fly them into things, bomb D.C., bomb Miami, shoot U.S. citizens, grab patsies, claim communists are doing it, and basically have World War III. And he said, we're not going to do it. And they started threatening him. This has all come out. Mainstream news, frontline, you name it. And he said, that's it. The head of the CIA, you're fired. L.L. Lemonser, chairman, Joint Chiefs of Staff, you're fired. We are not going to blow up our own ships like the Maine again. That's in there. We are not going to bomb D.C. We are not going to attack Marine Corps bases with Army troops dressed up like foreigners and kill U.S. soldiers. We are not going to blow astronauts up and blame it on the Soviets. We are not going to do any of these horrible things. You are fired, 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 fired. And he fired scores of people. He called them into his office and he said, you are fired. And they said, no, you're fired, and blew his head off in Dallas, Texas. And took his body with his brains all blown out to Parkland and sewed him up and put him on a coffin and flew him back to D.C. And they put every one of those people, including the CIA director's brother, who was the police chief, in power. And it makes me so angry to know there's so many cowardly people on the comment section of the Infowars.com story. Cheney neocons considered killing Americans a pretext to attack Iran. These neocons are in there laughing and cackling, and you know, and in other sections I've seen them commenting, you know, this is a great thing, big deal. We need to attack Iran. Any reason to? That's how the military gets things done. And you follow back their handles and you see their MySpace accounts and they're in the military. That sick 25% that thinks this is cute. Don't you understand your pawns, too? But that's a military idea. You ever seen Braveheart, where they got the battle going, and that section of it is accurate to history, where the king sends in his own troops, and there's a battle going on, and he says, just aim down at that area right there, aim at the main battlefield. And they said, but sire, we'll hit our own troops. And he said, but we'll hit some of theirs as well. You see, it's that military brass idea, which they're taught at West Point, where if you need to sacrifice 100, 500, 1,000, 10,000 of your troops to draw an enemy in, to make them think they've got overwhelming odds, to draw your enemy onto a field so you can have two armies behind the hill that are going to roll over and crush them, but you know it's going to sacrifice thousands of your own troops, it's called a pawn sacrifice. I play chess. Do you play chess? It's a sacrifice of a pawn to get check and then checkmate. And they have us in check right now, but unlike the game chess, the real world lets you move into checkmate. And American people, don't move into checkmate. Don't destroy yourselves, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, move out of check. In fact, we've got a move right now that can take down the New World Order if we'll just start playing chess. The American people can't even play checkers. And folks, people always ask Caldea, if this is all true, why are you still alive? Because the New World Order doesn't want to underline what I'm saying. They don't want to take a big yellow highlighter and take every word I've ever said and highlight it and have it emblazoned that Alex Jones was right. They don't want to stick a big fat exclamation point at the end of my name, but that doesn't mean they don't kill people, folks. And that's why I get so angry, too, because I've risked my life for this, and I know a lot of you have as well, and I expect people to take these type of major issues seriously. I mean, when we've got Gary Hart coming out and saying the U.S. government stages attacks and may stage one in Iran in official public letters in newspapers, published. If we've got neocons running around publishing stuff saying we want more attacks, and boy, they're great, and we've got all these tapes of Rumsfeld with the generals saying we need another attack, and then we've got Cheney planning it, and then Cy Hirsch can say, oh, that was 4 months ago, I decided not to write a report on that. As much as I like Cy Hirsch, who told us 5 years ago that U.S. Special Forces were in Iran, now the White House admits it, staging terror attacks, everything he said back to Nam has been accurate. And I want to know on what planet Cy Hirsch is living and on what planet the New York Magazine is living where they can decide to not print a story like this when they have the White House sources. Let's go ahead and play this incredible audio. This audio in the video here taped at the Campus of Progress Journalism Conference earlier this month, the Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Seymour Hirsch reveals how the neocons convened around Dick Cheney and brainstormed ways to kick off World War IV. See, the neocons say the Cold War was World War III, so we properly call it what they call it. As they finally call their pet project to take out the Muslims and foment a contrived clash of civilizations. That's getting us into a fight, folks, we can't get out of. According to Hirsch, this meeting occurred after the neocons failed miserably to stage a rehashed version of the Gulf of Tonkin incident in the Strait of Hormuz, mostly because it is no longer 1964, and such big lies, thanks to the internet and bloggers, are far more difficult to float. Okay, let's go ahead and play. This is him on the stage with a huge conference hall full of journalists, and none of them thought they might want to write an article about this. I was wrong. This went on YouTube 3 days ago, but this actually was being leaked out around a couple of weeks ago, and no mainstream media that was there thought that this would be newsworthy, what you're about to hear. Here it is.
There's a bit at the end of this latest article that you wrote that I found actually most interesting in the article. It hasn't got that much attention, but I want to get your take on this. And this relates to a story or an incident that happened a couple of months ago. Many of you remember it. It was in the Strait of Hormuz. There was an incident where an American carrier almost blew a couple of Iranian speedboats out of the water and perhaps would have started the next war, a war against Iran, or potentially a World War III. And it was averted, thankfully, at the last second. We later learned that there was really nothing to be terribly concerned about. The incident was overblown, and that there was a vice admiral in charge of the fleet in the Strait of Hormuz who said basically there was no concern there, that it was overblown.
Well, yeah, the second part basically. He was concerned, but it was
overblown.
We were never threatened.
And you talk about this vice admiral's name is Kevin Cosgrove, and in your article you write, nonetheless, Cosgrove's demeanor angered Cheney, according to the former senior intelligence official. But a lesson was learned in the incident. The public had supported the idea of retaliation and was even asking why the U.S. didn't do more. The former official said that a few weeks later, a meeting took place in the vice president's office. Quote, the subject was how to create a casus belli between Tehran and Washington, he said. What you're writing there is that Cheney, there was a meeting in the White House where Cheney presided over, looking to cook up the next war, a false war based on false intelligence.
My oldest son is a lawyer, and when I sent him the story before it was published, basically in a final form, just a day, and he wrote back and he said, you really buried the lead in this one, about casus belli. How many press are here? Anyway, there was a meeting among the items considered and rejected, which is why the New Yorker did not publish it on grounds that it wasn't accepted. One of the items was why not? There was a dozen ideas proffered how to trigger a war. The one that interested me the most was why don't we in our shipyard build four or five Iranian boats that look like Iranian PT boats, put Navy SEALs on them, with a lot of arms, and the next time one of our boats goes through the Straits of Hormuz, start a shoot-up. Might cost some lives, and it was rejected because you can't have Americans killing Americans. But that's the level of stuff we were talking about, provocation. But that was rejected. So I could understand the argument of not writing something that was rejected. Maybe. I basically, my attitude always towards editors is they're mice training to be rats. So, but you have to, you know, but the point is, J. June, if you know what that means, silly, maybe, but potentially very lethal, because one of the things they learned in the incident was the American public, if you get the right incident, the American public will support, you know, bang, bang, kiss, kiss, you know, we're into it. And the public, although that was the other side that had issued that was important, what happened in the Gulf, in the Straits in early January, the president was just about to go to the Middle East for a visit. So it was all, that was one reason they wanted to gin it up, get it going. Is it high school? Yeah. Are we playing high school?
All right, listen to this. You have the vice president and the neocons in there with the military planning this, and it's all high school, it's funny, ha-ha. And we already have the White House memo where they plan it with aircraft. Incredible. We'll be right back.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents, featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Waging War on Corruption, Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Vincent Bugliosi is on in about 5 minutes. In fact, let's just get him at the start of the next hour. Go ahead and call him in about 3 minutes, John. He probably doesn't know about this. I know he's talked about it before Congress last Friday, how they plan to stage terror attacks, provocateur actions with the White House memo. But we'll bring this up to him and get his take on that. I'm also trying to get Ray McGovern to pop in today or on the Sunday show from 4 to 6 p.m. I need your help, listeners, to go to Infowars.com right now. And it's one of the top stories. It's been up there since yesterday afternoon. It is so important. Cheney neocons considered killing Americans in pretext to attack Iran. Some of the other news I have, Alex Jones fan charged for placing 9/11 stickers on a plane. Jason Robo, this is in scores of newspapers trying to act like he was a terrorist. He's being, I guess, arraigned today for sticking an Infowars.com bumper sticker in the bathroom. Folks, don't do things like that. Don't do stupid things like that. I mean, I'm on this young man's side. I'm sorry he's in a bunch of trouble. But this is a serious world. These people don't play games. Okay, and something that 10 years ago would have got you just a fine, I mean, they could put him on show trial on TV and say he worked for bin Laden. You know, saying 9/11 is an inside job, they're now saying that myself and others were secretly trained as children in Afghanistan. All this ridiculous, just it's so ridiculous. It's just so amazing, ladies and gentlemen. They are just completely out of control, these terrorists. And we've got one of the people that were getting ready to supposedly charge for the anthrax attacks, who was not the main suspect, another patsy like Hatfield, quote, committed suicide last night at his home. That's in the Associated Press, completely asinine. We're going to be covering that. Bush calls for basically turning all the major highways, as we told you, into toll roads because the states are being battled by the people, turning them over to foreign companies, which we've already paid for. In Wall Street Journal, Bush plans through some type of executive fiat controlling the federal funds, that is our money, to give it to foreigners. Because they're having setbacks in Indiana and Texas and other places, so they're just moving ahead with this tyranny. Another way to fight these people is expose 9/11 as an inside job. That is so important, or they're going to stage more terror. And the best film out there for just waking the public up about the first responders, the deadly dust, the terror attacks, the bombs in the buildings, how they're trying to set 9/11 Truth up as terrorist, is in Truth Rising. And we need everybody to make copies of this film. We need you to make it a household word on the streets. I need you to get the DVDs at Infowars.com as cheap as $9.95 and to get a DVD burner and make copies of them, or go download them in high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv and get them out to people. And end game. It doesn't happen without you. Look in the mirror. It's you. Don't wait. Go buy a DVD burner today if you've got Truth Rising, and start buy a bunch of blank copies and start making copies and start handing them out tomorrow afternoon. Those of you that have already made hundreds of copies of my other films, in some cases thousands, hey, you've done a great job. We need more from you. Don't count on others to do it. Again, Infowars.com, the secure online video and bookstore, Infowars.com. I want people to order a bunch of the books and videos, but the videos are key because you can make copies of all the films I've made. I've made four films on 9/11 and government-sponsored terror. Get them out to people. People now are waking up. And hey, some of you are smart and got time, make a little CD-ROM with 10 or 15 mainstream stories about the government staging other terror attacks and say, by the way, when you watch these films, then look at the news articles right here. I mean, just get it out to people. There's a bibliography for Martial Law 911. I mean, that film, martiallaw911.info. I mean, it's all documented.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, he testified before the House Judiciary Committee on a preliminary hearing on whether they should hear full hearings, evidence on moves to impeach George W. Bush, the president. And I wanted to have him on today to talk about that and go over his evidence. He is, of course, needs no introduction, best-selling author, the prosecutor that successfully nailed the Manson family to the wall and a bunch of other famous cases, a great legal mind. And the jury's in. People believe, even they had Bob Barr and others up there, that he was the most effective and most powerful in the hearing last week. And we're going to get into that. But he just now heard about this. He's so focused on trying to prosecute Bush and trying to get impeachment or some type of grand jury to move for indictment that he wasn't aware of this. And I don't blame him. This broke yesterday on Think Progress. There's no doubt. I made phone calls last night and this morning. Seymour Hersh of the New Yorker magazine, highly respected White House sources, congressional sources, probably the greatest living investigative journalist, who broke 5 years ago that U.S. Special Forces were in Iran with Wahhabist al-Qaeda-type groups attacking the Iranian Shiite government as a pretext to overthrow it or start a war. He broke, along with the Times of London the same day, the story about the White House memo. He broke this 2 years ago, or a year and a half ago, the plan to fly U.S. airplanes painted up like UN low to try to get Saddam's forces to shoot at them or shoot them down. But now, major breaking news. Major breaking news, and so I want to read a little bit of a report after the break to him and play a few minutes of Cy Hirsch talking, but then poo-pooing, saying, well, they just planned, he just proposed, Cheney in a meeting, getting SEALs to have a bunch of arms and have a clash with destroyers and have them shoot at each other and some people could die, but that's the high school annex. So he kind of poo-pooed it, and I find this to be really disgusting in a way. Vincent Bugliosi, I hate to, bushwhack you here with new info, but I'm going to cover the sources for you after the break. But what do you think about this?
Well, I'd have to hear it. I'm so focused on getting George Bush in an American courtroom being prosecuted for murder and taking the nation to war in Iraq on a lie that I literally, other than reading headlines, do not have time to read the daily newspapers. So I'm being exposed to this for the first time, but I'd like to hear it.
Okay.
I'd like to hear the tape of it.
Absolutely. We're going to do that. I tell you what, John, move that to 2 minutes, 20 seconds in when Hirsch starts talking on the stage. That is the best place to start this. And we're going to go to break, and some stations join us after the break, so that's good. We'll have all our full audience then. But just now, let me give you the background. Cheney, neocons consider killing Americans in pretext to attack Iran, Think Progress, and other publications. In the video here, taped at the campus of Progress Journalism Conference earlier this month, the Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Seymour Hersh reveals how the neocons convened around Dick Cheney and brainstormed ways to kick off World War IV, as they finally call their pet project to take out the Muslims and foment a contrived clash of civilizations. Now, I went and checked the conference website at the university. He was there. It is him. It's video of him on the stage. We have called the New Yorker. We've called his office. We're trying to get a response because he has a responsibility to tell us the other 11 provocations they were planning. Okay, and it's also come out that right after this meeting was right after they had the event where they claimed that the PT Iranian boats in the Strait of Hormuz came out and wanted to attack the ships. Turned out they were over a mile away, and there was a fake radio transmission. The media had to admit it was fake. It was obviously an Anglo with a ridiculous fake Muslim voice going, Eastern voice, Persian voice going, we are going to blow you up in 1 minute. And then it turned out, quote, oh, somebody was joking around on the Navy radios. Okay, yeah, that's a cover story. Vincent Bugliosi, we're very honored to have you. I didn't mean to spend 4 minutes doing that before we have you speak. I just want to give you as much info. We'll go to a 3-minute break and come directly back with the full clip for Vincent Bugliosi so he can give us his take on it. Just unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. Vincent Bugliosi is our guest. Stay with us.
Hey, everybody. If you're anything like me, I'll bet you like to eat. I like egg scrambles for breakfast, fresh homemade bread, delicious pastas like lasagna. I love beef stroganoff. I love chicken noodle soup. I love desserts, all kinds of entrees and soups and desserts and breakfasts. I love that stuff. Now, food prices are skyrocketing just like gasoline prices. I mean, the gasoline prices have gone insanely high, probably going to go higher. Grocery prices are right on their heels. How are people going to be able to afford to eat? Well, I found a way to buy really incredible foods like I just described at half the price of last year's grocery bill. For less than half of what you spent for the same amount of food last year, I can have it delivered to your door. Let me tell you how. Go to eFoodsDirect.com right now. eFoodsDirect.com or call the toll-free number 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. Cut those food costs now.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage? Was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Will you please sit down and shut up?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at laysmedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
During the break, because we already played it last hour, I played the audio, part of the audio of the full video that's up on InfoWars.com right now. And again, you hear Cy Hirsch talk about he's written a little article that mentioned they wanted provocations, but not what they were, and that the New Yorker editor said, oh, well, that's not newsworthy that they were discussing this. I mean, that's like saying President Bush and Dick Cheney were discussing kidnapping children or cutting babies out of women's wombs like Charlie Manson, but they didn't do it, so we're not going to talk about it when they clearly have staged other provocations. This is just incredible, and I know Vincent Bugliosi, famous prosecutor who did prosecute the Manson family, hence the mention of Charlie Manson, doesn't like to get into things he hasn't fully vetted or looked at yet, but I played him the audio during the break. Give us your preliminary take on that.
Yeah, Alex, I didn't hear everything. It wasn't that clear. I can tell you this, that it didn't surprise me at all. These people are capable of anything. By people, I mean the Bush administration. But I would like to have either a transcript of this meeting that took place between Cheney and who else, or someone having written the minutes or a memo on the meeting. It would be a little stronger if we had that. But it's totally consistent with the Manning memo that I talk about in my book, The Prosecution of George W. Bush for Murder, where Bush himself not just Cheney, but Bush himself is talking about how to provoke a war with Saddam Hussein. I agree with you 100% that this is relevant, even though they didn't go ahead and do it, because it's reflective of their state of mind. And that's very important in a criminal trial, their state of mind that they are willing to deliberately deceive the American public in taking this nation to war. So
and it also shows premeditation for dastardly deeds.
Absolutely, absolutely. So whether they go ahead on it or not is not relevant. The relevant thing is what's their state of mind that they're very willing to take this nation to war under false pretenses.
Well, Vincent Bugliosi, we're going to get into your book. We're going to get into the Manning memo. I want you to spend some time on that first since it does dovetail. But as a famous, highly respected prosecutor and legal scholar, if I met with 10 guys and discussed 12 different crimes and were seriously thinking about implementing them, isn't that a crime in and of itself?
Not really. It comes pretty close to it. Well, you could say, yes, a conspiracy to commit the crime, except at common law, that was enough. But today, in addition to the agreement, there has to be what they call an overt act, a step taken. It doesn't have to be a big step, but a step taken to carry out the object of the conspiracy. So there is the agreement, which is one element of the crime of conspiracy. But here, if that's all there was no overt act to further what they were agreeing to do.
But it's enough for a major investigation, is it not?
Oh, okay. Absolutely, 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 of course. It shows that they wanted to take the nation to war on a lie, but there has to be some step that they take in furtherance of the object of that agreement, and I don't hear that here. Even in the Manning memo, we don't have that. But we do have Bush showing that he wanted to take the nation to war on a lie. And
tell folks about the Manning memo.
And
I mean, not everybody is aware of it like you are, written a book about it. Tell us about it.
Well, the Manning memo is just one piece of evidence that I present in my book to show that George Bush is guilty of murder, and it shows his state of mind that he wanted to go to war on a lie. The date was January the 31st, 2003, and by the way, we're not talking about the Downing Street memo. No, that's a totally different memo, and it's kind of ambiguous, and if I prosecuted Bush, that would be offered, but it's not strong enough to go to war, I mean, to go to a trial.
Yeah, that's telling the British, fix intelligence, we're going to lie, but...
Yeah, but that there was no source for that, and it's a little ambiguous what fixing the evidence means. It could mean creating evidence, which would be very, very serious, or it could mean cherry-picking, which is a lot weaker. But the Manning memo, this is January 31st, 2003. Bush met with British Prime Minister Tony Blair in the Oval Office for 2 hours with six of his top aides, including his chief, Blair's chief foreign policy advisor, David Manning. After the meeting, Manning prepared a five-page memo stamped, quote, extremely sensitive, unquote, in which he summarized, Alex, what was said at the meeting. And among other things, he said that George Bush, not Blair, but Bush, was so worried about the failure of UN inspectors to find weapons of mass destruction in Iraq that he talked about three possible ways to, quote, provoke a confrontation, unquote, with Hussein, one of which Bush said was to, quote, fly U-2 reconnaissance aircraft over Iraq, falsely painted in United Nations colors. And Bush said that if Hussein fired upon them, he'd be in violation of UN resolutions, and that would justify our going to war. Now, here we have, Alex, George Bush telling the American people, telling the world that Hussein was an imminent threat the security of this country, but behind closed doors, this small man was talking about how to provoke Hussein into a war. Now, if Bush honestly, and let's italicize the word honestly, if he honestly believed that Hussein was an imminent threat to the security of this country, which is the main reason he gave the American people for going to war, by definition, the thought of provoking Hussein into a war would never, ever have entered his mind. I was on the Dennis Miller show a couple weeks ago. Dennis fell hopelessly in love with the Republican Party at the time of 9/11, and I poke fun of him in my book. And I said, Dennis, you're defending George Bush at his trial for murder, and the prosecutor calls David Manning to the witness stand to testify to what your guy said on January 31st, 2003. Other than trying to hide beneath the console table, Dennis, what would your response be to David Manning's testimony? And Dennis is bright and quick. He said, I'd ask for a recess. No matter how long that recess went on, for 10 minutes, an hour, a week, or a year, there's no answer to the Manning memo other than guilt. It clearly shows George Bush wanting to take the nation to war on a lie, The fact that they didn't implement that is not relevant. It's relevant in that we couldn't prosecute it on that alone. But it shows that he lied when he told the nation that he believed that Hussein was an imminent threat to security of this country. Because if you believe that, he never, by definition, would have been talking about how to provoke Hussein into a war.
And he then had his surrogates go out and produce, excised, as you covered in the hearings last week before the judiciary, false dummied up reports that had then been brought to Congress and before the United Nations. So he had his surrogates all over pushing a lie and then took us to the war.
Yeah. In fact, on June 16th, I got a call here in L.A. from a very conservative Republican congressman from the South who voted for the war, was one of its most vocal supporters. I'm not giving his name right now because he's running for re-election, but he told me that come November, he wants to be on my side, hopefully when George Bush is indicted for murder, in any event. He heard the tape on the book, The Prosecution of George W. Bush for Murder, and he called me and he said, Mr. Bugliosi, I want to tell you that I'm convinced now that George Bush misled Congress. He didn't mention the American people. He said, misled Congress into war. I've given several copies of the book to colleagues, including John Conyers, who called me, by the way, about a month ago or three weeks ago. Or I forget how long ago. But anyway, he said he was reading the book and he had gotten a copy of the book. And he said that, where am I here on this story here? I'm talking about this Republican congressman. He said he's given them a copy of the book, asked them to read it, and told them, read the book. We were lied to. He felt very bad himself that he was susceptible to that lie. And I told him, Congressman, do not feel that way. You were not, as he learned in the book, you were not given the information that you were supposed to be given. Now, what is that information? Well, Bush, on the evening of October the 7th, 2002, from Cincinnati, Ohio, this was his first reference to Hussein in Iraq being a threat to the country. He told the nation that that Hussein was an imminent threat to the security of this country, either by his attacking us with weapons of mass destruction or giving those weapons to a terrorist group to attack us. And he said this attack can happen, quote, on any given day, unquote, meaning the threat was imminent. The big problem for George Bush is that the evidence shows that what he told the American people was the exact opposite of what his own CIA had told him just 6 days earlier in a classified October 1st report, that Hussein was not an imminent threat. Now we get into the issue of deletions, and it gets worse. October the 4th, and I told Congress this, and they were taking notes, it looked like, to me. If they weren't taking notes, they were certainly listening very intently. In fact, Conyers, the fellow to his left, the Republican congressman, literally tried to shut me down, and he made this remark.
Lamar Smith.
Told, he said, I, not referring to me, but he said, I'm about to have an aneurysm. Now, I don't know if that was a Freudian slip or what have you. But I told Congress that in this October 4th unclassified version of the classified report, it was called the White Paper. This is what the Bush administration did. They had an unclassified summary version of the October 1st report to give to Congress and the American people. And in this unclassified version, the conclusion of U.S. intelligence, and we're talking about 16 U.S. intelligence agencies led by the CIA, the conclusion of U.S. intelligence that Hussein was not an imminent threat to the security of this country was completely deleted. Every single one of those all-important words was taken out, so Congress never saw that. And I was telling this congressman, as he learned from the book, you never saw that. I can't tell you how serious this is.
For those that don't understand, they premeditatedly edited the 16 agencies' reports, created a fraud, and then put it forward as 16 unanimous agencies saying he is a threat when they said he isn't an imminent threat.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The consensus of 16 U.S. intelligence agencies was that Hussein was not an imminent threat to security of this country, but the white paper that was given to Congress just seven days before Congress voted on whether to authorize George Bush to go to war, October 11th, did not contain that statement. It did not contain several other things. And when we get back, I'd like to talk to you about several other things that were not.
Absolutely.
In that
Vincent Bugliosi is our guest, the famed prosecutor. He says he's got the goods. George Bush is a mass murderer. That's the facts. We'll be right back.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our Doomsday Water Filter System. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Man thinks, cause he rules the earth, he can do with it as he please.
Famed prosecutor of the Manson family and many other famous cases, best-selling author. Vincent Bugliosi is our guest the rest of the hour. We're going to open the phones up about the impeachment hearings last week, about where all this is going. I also want to ask him later, is he fearing for his safety going up against this mafia, and has he gotten any threats? But continuing with the absolute evidence that, I mean, you use the number of 100,000 dead in Iraq, but Most of the big, the Lancet study and other international respected groups who are nonpartisan have said that it's closer to a million now. I mean, 2.5 years ago, it was 600 plus thousand dead. But you've been being conservative, 100,000 dead in Iraq. I mean, this is murder. This is premeditated. Please continue.
Of course. But by the way, Alex, in my end note, a lot of times people don't read end notes. But my end notes are a little different than a lot of people. Some of my end notes go on for 20, 30 pages in my book on the Kennedy assassination. I have an end note that goes on for 60 pages, I think, with about 30 footnotes. I'm not dropping names here, but Johnny Carson said, Vince, I read all your end notes. But the only reason I mention that now is I do mention what you say about the estimates being as high as 1 million, and that was about a year ago. So I'm using a very conservative number in the main text of a 100,000. Summarizing what I'm saying up to where we left off, we have Bush then telling the nation on October the 7th that Hussein was an imminent threat to security of this country, and he was telling millions of unsuspecting Americans the exact opposite of what his own CIA had told him just 6 days earlier, that Hussein was not an imminent threat. And then I was pointing out to you that on October the 4th, the Bush administration put out an unclassified summary version of this classified report so they could give it to Congress and the American people. And this report was called the White Paper. And in that White Paper, the main conclusion of the October 1st classified report that Hussein was not an imminent threat was completely deleted. So Congress and the American people did not see that. There were two other things in that classified report that Congress and the American people never saw, and the Republican congressman saw it for the first time in the book. The conclusion, it was an erroneous conclusion, that Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. We subsequently learned that they were all destroyed in 1991 at the end of the Persian Gulf War. That conclusion was stated in the classified report as an opinion with the words, we assess that, or we judge that Hussein has weapons of mass destruction. The White Report, the White Paper, the words, we judge that, we assess that, were deleted, and that opinion was stated as a fact. The words were, Hussein has weapons of mass destruction. Also, there were several very important dissents in the area of nuclear weapons in the classified report. All of those dissents were deleted from the White Paper. This is extremely powerful evidence that Bush took this nation to war knowingly and deliberately on a lie, under false pretenses. And therefore, under the law, he's guilty of murder for the deaths of over 4,000 young American soldiers who have died so far fighting his war, not your war, Alex, or my war, or America's war, but his war. One of the key issues that I knew would come up, if there's going to be a prosecution, and there very well could be after he leaves office, right now he has temporary immunity, is whether there's jurisdiction to prosecute George Bush. And I spent a great number of hours at the L.A. County Law Library and the Ninth Circuit Library trying to establish jurisdiction. I was unable to establish jurisdiction for the well over 100,000 innocent Iraqi men, women, children, and babies who have died in his war. Bush is guilty of those murders, but I couldn't establish jurisdiction for them. But I was able to establish jurisdiction to prosecute Bush for the murder of the over 4,000 young American soldiers. And I established jurisdiction for the Attorney General in Washington, D.C., acting through his Department of Justice. We're only talking really about one prosecutor there. There's 93 U.S. attorneys around the country, but they're not going to bring an action against Bush without the consent of their boss. But on a state level, I established jurisdiction for the Attorney General, Alex, in each of the 50 states, plus the approximately 950 district attorneys in counties within those states, to prosecute Bush for the murder of any soldier or soldiers from their state or county who died fighting Bush's war in Iraq. So with approximately 1,000 prosecutors out there in this land of ours, and with all the evidence of guilt that I present in my book, The Prosecution of George Bush for Murder, I don't think it's unreasonable to believe, Alex, that there's at least one prosecutor out there that's courageous enough to step forward, maybe there's many more, step forward and say, this is the United States of America. In America, no man is above the law. The evidence of Bush's guilt is clear, so I'm going to go after him. And when we talk about 1,000 prosecutors, before Bush passes away, that number may go up to 7,000 or 8,000 prosecutors, because there's no statute of limitations for the crime of murder. You know, Pinochet down in Chile, 33 years later, they brought murder charges against him.
Stay there, Vincent Bugliosi. I want to talk about what's happening now. They're cornered rats. They need a new war. If getting in the mind of the criminals, what do you think they're planning to do to stop your investigation and others' investigations?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49, for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss.
He had the highest conviction rate in violent felony cases in L.A. County when he was prosecutor there. 105 out of 106. Won 21 consecutive murder trials. He's Vincent Bugliosi, best-selling author. Books he's written have been made into films, TV shows, you name it. Mr. Bugliosi, getting into the mind, you know, you've studied criminology. You've been death-threatened before. You've dealt with these type of individuals. We know that psychopaths, the controlled psychopaths, go for positions of power throughout history. Comparing the mind of Charlie Manson and other psychos you put away with George Bush, with Cheney, with the neocons, with their nasty mindset, give us your analysis on their mindset.
Well, I don't know if I'm an authority on the mindset. You know, I had to prove that the defendant committed the crime, and that there was no legal justification for him to do so. We certainly got into the mind in the resolution of that issue. But motive is not an element of the corpus delicti of any crime. So I've actually put people on death row without knowing for sure why they committed the crime. All I knew is that they had done it, put someone in their grave 6 feet under, and they had no legal justification for doing so. But you're asking me kind of to compare Manson with Bush. Manson obviously was a very evil person. Let me get that off the hook here so we're not interrupted. Manson was a very evil person who wanted to kill as many people as he could. And I knew that if he was not stopped, he would have killed as many people as he could have. Someone who knew Manson a lot better than I did, because he lived with him, little Paul Watkins, he's dead now, he said, Vince, death is Charlie's trip. So I would classify Manson as being a very evil human being who placed no value on human life, and he had a passion for death, blood, and murder. Bush, I would not say is evil. He certainly doesn't want to kill anyone. But he's a despicable human being who couldn't care less when people do die. He's extremely arrogant, extremely self-centered. And one of the emotional underpinnings for this book, basically, is the fact that, and we're getting into this issue now, that he couldn't possibly care less about the fact that his own people were being killed or the death of innocent Iraqi civilians. One of the emotional underpinnings for my book is the fact that the evidence is overwhelming that throughout the hell on earth that Bush created in Iraq, with over 100,000 people dying horrible, violent deaths and hundreds of thousands of their survivors crying out hysterically and having terrible nightmares over what happened to their loved ones, this guy, George Bush, has smiled through it all. In fact, if you see a photo of Bush and six or seven other people smiling, Alex, who has the biggest smile on his face right in the middle of the war? George Bush. The evidence is very clear, and anyone that tries to dispute it is just going to be looking like a fool, that while young American soldiers, 18, 19-year-old kids, Alex, who never had a chance to live out their dreams, were being blown to pieces by roadside bombs in Iraq, Bush was having a lot of fun and enjoying life to the very fullest. I'm talking about running, bicycling, joking with friends, slapping backs, dancing and swiveling his hips like Elvis to blaring music, almost always appearing to be in the very best of good spirits.
Exactly. Let me just stop you, Vincent Bugliosi. I mean, just covering serious issues on this show, I've become more of a serious person and I'm very serious in life. And you see a judge, they try to be solemn. You see police, they try to be professional and solemn. With Bush, he's always clowning around, and then he lied and said, oh, I haven't been playing golf since the war started, and it turns out he's playing every week. So it's also the endless lying and just the arrogance, thinking we're all idiots.
Yeah, you look at a photograph of people like, or presidents like Roosevelt, Truman, LBJ, and Nixon, a photograph of their faces during the time of war, their respective wars, and the photos reflect the grimness of the war. It was a very serious time, unlike any other president in American history during a time of war. Bush has regularly and routinely had a lot of fun and been in high spirits.
Well,
right,
you can say what you want. You can say what you want about Nixon or LBJ, but they obsessed in the war room and tried to figure things out and got ulcers and lost sleep. And these weren't even very moral people in many respects, but they took it serious.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
LBJ told one of his aides, Jack Valenti, that every time in the morning when he'd read the casualty reports, it was like drinking carbolic acid. And for your audience out there, I will tell them that they don't have to take my word for this or the photographs in the book, and they're not gotcha photos. They're photos showing Bush having an absolute ball. Bush himself has had no hesitancy at all in saying things like this, Alex, over and over again. And while I'm quoting Bush, these are just some quotes that are in the book, while I'm quoting him, try to think, I'm asking your audience, you try to think of, at the very same time he's uttering these words, all of the death and the horror and the suffering and the screaming and the mutilations and beheadings that are taking place in Iraq while he's uttering these words. This is George Bush. Laura and I are having the time of our lives. I'm in a great mood. It's a perfect day. I'm feeling pretty good about life. Alex, if I killed one person, even accidentally, like in a car accident, I'd never have another perfect day for the rest of my life. And I'm telling you, this guy has been having a ball, enjoying himself to the utmost throughout this entire war. And I say this, that even if George Bush was only guilty of making an innocent mistake in taking this nation to war in Iraq, not murder, as I firmly believe, with all of the death, horror, and suffering he has caused, What type of a monstrous individual is it who could be happy with his life? And there's no question that he's happy. I mean, as recently as March of this year, he shows up at a press conference to endorse McCain's candidacy. McCain shows up late. What does Bush do? Spontaneously, big smile on his face, he starts doing a soft shoe tap dancing routine to entertain the assembled media. You've probably heard of Mark McKinnon.
Yes.
He's a bicycling friend of Bush, and I think he was the head of Bush's media campaign, or he was one of his strategists. I think he was the head of it in the 2004 reelection campaign. He told the New York Times in 2005, right in the midst of all the horror and atrocities going on in Iraq, he says he's never seen the president more calm, relaxed, and happy. And to me, this is almost unprecedented. I kind of went off on a little riff. You're asking me to compare Manson with Bush. Bush is a despicable human being. I don't believe he's lost one wink of sleep over all the deaths that he's caused in Iraq.
Well, what about the working out 3 hours a day and taking two-hour naps and then says he doesn't even read the newspaper?
Oh, yeah. Probably even more telling than all of this. My wife and I, during a seven-year period, I work 7 days a week. I get to bed around 2 in the morning, wake up at 10. She says, you work from morning to morning. We had our 50th anniversary, and we took 3 days off in the desert during a seven-year period that Bush was president. If it hadn't been for the anniversary, probably wouldn't even have taken those 3 days off. Now, the only reason I mention that is that I'm, you know, a cipher, a complete nobody. I'm just an author. During that same period, you know how many days George Bush took off for vacation or at places like Kennebunkport?
Well, I know it's around a third of the year he's on vacation.
Yeah, that's right. 908 days. So I take 3 days off, and I'm nothing. He's the president of the United States, and I was told by the CBS radio guy who follows the White House that up until January 1st, 2008, he had taken off 908 days on vacation. Here's someone that's not particularly bright at all. Everyone agrees, even his supporters, that he has an extremely low amount of knowledge. If you were to take the average person and put them in the presidency with Bush's lack of knowledge, what would that person do if he loved America? He'd work round the clock trying to get as knowledgeable as he could so he could represent this country in the best possible way to bring it to a better condition than it presently is in. George Bush did the exact opposite, took off 908 days. Why? Well, like I say in the book, it doesn't just show he's lazy. Everyone knows that. It shows that. It shows, in my opinion, I'm not positive of this, that this man does not love the United States of America. He doesn't hate it. But he has no particular love for it. And one way you show your love for your country, obviously, is to fight for it. And this is what I have against, among many other things, against Bush and his fellow neocons in the right wing of the party. The tremendous hypocrisy of these people. They're the most repugnant, hypocritical, un-American people in our society. When it was their time, this is just one example, I'm sure you have many more, Alex, when it was their time to fight for America in the Vietnam War, show their love for this country, what did they do? I'm talking about the Bushes, the Cheneys, the Roves, the indescribably reprehensible Rush Limbaugh. What did they do? They ran like hell in the opposite direction. But now they have no hesitancy in waving the flag and shedding the blood of other people's children in far-off Iraq. These are not good people. With respect to Bush's monumental crime in this case, here's my view, and I view it more as a fact than as an opinion. Because George Bush is a conservative Republican, and so are they, anything he does, anything at all, including murder, is just fine with them.
Listen, why? I have people in my message board on Infowars.com, and they come in and go, yeah, the government stages events to get us into war. It's good. Yeah, cops are tasing people to death. It's good. Yeah, I mean, it seems like it's not just Bush and his psychopathic or sociopathic activities. The whole society, and I've always seen myself as, you know, a mainline conservative slash libertarian, but it's not just George Bush. It's a lot of these Republican followers. They think it's cute and funny to be evil. They think it's cute and funny Iraqis are dying. They post on their blogs pictures of Iraqi children with their feet blown off. And talk about nuking them and turning it into a glass parking lot. They really are demonic, psychopathic camp followers. Now, they wouldn't actually want to go blow the kids' feet off. They'd throw up at the sight of real blood. But it's like some kind of some type of stunted bloodlust, like a little piggyish demon, and there's hordes of them. And I really think it's a society that's become very decadent. I think George Bush is an expression of the rotten sectors, not saying the whole country, it's a great country, that are out there. And it makes me ashamed, because we can say they did it and they lied to us and Congress didn't know. But now the Democrats aren't going after him. The Democrats have still got us in the war. And it just makes me really ashamed to be an American.
Well, Alex, I agree with everything you say. If we look at the genesis of this, I would add this addendum. These people that couldn't care less about all the killings of not only Iraqi citizens, but American soldiers, they couldn't care less. They say, well, this is war. My analysis is that the reason they're that way is that they are much more Republican than they are American. Let me ask you this. What do you think their state of mind would be if Bill Clinton were doing the same identical thing as George Bush?
They'd be freaking out. They'd be running around, freaking out, pulling their hair out.
Well, more than that, they'd want to skin him alive, hang him in the town square at noontime. I mean, here's a guy that had consensual sex outside of marriage, try to cover it up. Just sublime silliness, nothing at all. And what happened to him with these right-wingers? Day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, he was savaged by the right-wing media, including the liberal New York Times and Washington Post, the monstrous Ken Starr, with federal funding, conducted a seven-year, $70 million effort to destroy the Clinton presidency. He was impeached. They tried to drive him from office for doing nothing. And here's George Bush, responsible for, like you say, probably over 1 million murders, and they don't want to do anything at all. And I say this, Bush and his people have gotten away with thousands upon thousands of murders, and we, America, the American people, cannot let him do this. And this is why I'm not going to be satisfied. I may not succeed, but I'm not going to be satisfied until I see this guy in an American courtroom being prosecuted for first-degree murder. And if the jury convicts him, Alex, as you know, it'll be up to them to decide the appropriate punishment. One of their options being the imposition of the death penalty. The other options being life imprisonment, and life imprisonment without the possibility of parole. Are you there, Alex?
Yes, I'm just stunned by the magnitude of what you're talking about. And again, I cut my teeth on talk radio attacking Bill Clinton for the Chinese generals and the missile secrets and the Arkansides. But compared to George Bush, I mean, I'm no fan of Bill Clinton. I know people that worked with him, were around him. The guy slept 4 hours a night. He constantly read all the government agency reports. He had at least pride in himself that he wanted to be sharp and know what was going on. And I mean, just a side issue, I've been reading the military reports themselves. Many of the VAs, roaches, flies, rats, no good health care, people that aren't even real doctors have been hired, overflowing toilets at bases everywhere, the C-130s falling apart, toilets overflowing, the men crapping in the aisles on the way over to Iraq, and then they've built all these pleasure planes for the brass. And it seems like we are Rome in 409, right before 410. I mean, it just seems like sectors of the government are just completely let them eat cake, Marie Antoinette.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I can't disagree with anything that you say, Alex. As they say, I guess it's a new term. I'm still in the 19th century with a yellow pad and pencil. You're spot on. Is that a new term? Spot on?
No, that's a good term. I just don't know.
I mean, I'm not that familiar with it. I just heard it recently.
Well, take the handling of the economy. The dollar's plunging, all these prices are up, and Bush is prancing around, 2 weeks ago, saying the economy's just fine.
Yeah. Talking about Clinton's alleged crimes vis-a-vis Bush's, as you know, at the hearings Friday in Congress, there was a professor from Northwestern, Mr. Presser, I don't know his first name, but anyway, he was denouncing all the horrible things that George Bush did, but had no trouble with all the horrible things he said that Clinton did, but had no trouble with what George Bush did. And I just said, Mr. Presser, you apparently have no, apparently you think it's worse what Clinton did, lying to the American public about consensual sex, and you feel that's worse than George Bush lying to the American public about going to war and all the death, horror, and suffering that has resulted from it. And I said, I would ask you this question, Mr. Presser. What previously recognized form of logic would allow you to reach a conclusion like that? And he was silent.
Well, that's it. There's a craziness spreading across the country, but I don't give the Democrats cover. They should have already pulled out of Iraq. They should already be in full-blown impeachment hearings a year and a half ago, but we don't see that. Instead, we see Nancy Pelosi prancing around with Bush everywhere. So I think it's going to get. I think it's just going to continue under the Democrats. I want to take some phone calls for our guest, and I don't want to keep you too much longer in the next hour. But can you do 5 minutes in the next hour?
Yes, absolutely. Listen, I'm honored to be on this show. You're a stand-up guy, and I can't thank you enough. You know, I've been blacked out by the major media in this country.
Yeah, talk about the blackout in the minute we've got left before break.
Oh, okay, good.
Go ahead.
Oh, right now. Well, my publicist said she has never seen another book in her over 30 years that's been totally blacked out by the mainstream national media. Up until a New York Times article about 2 weeks ago pointing out the blackout, it was a total, complete blackout. No network, no cable. Total blackout. It got so bad that ABC Radio refused to take money from my publisher to take out a radio spot on the news, on their network, for the book, Prosecution of George W. Bush for Murder. But despite that, the book, because of people like you and incredible word of mouth, is a New York Times bestseller, number 9 this week. But it's because of people like you that it's given me a voice. But the mainstream national media has not wanted to talk to me about this book. They don't even want to talk about Bush being prosecuted for murder.
And that's because they know they're complicit going along with it. We'll be right back with your phone calls and Vincent Bugliosi.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500. To qualify for the free webcam, WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
All right, Vincent Bugliosi is going to be with us 20 minutes into the next hour. We move Dr. Nick Begich back. We'll get into the economy with Bob Chapman on this Friday edition in the fourth hour. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Don't forget the online video and bookstore at InfoWars.com. Films like Truth Rising, Endgame, Terror Storm, a history government-sponsored terror, and more available at InfoWars.com. By the way, Terrorstorm, out for over a year and a half, does get into the White House memo and them wanting to get a U.S. plane shot down and the rest of it. That's just one of many things covered in Terrorstorm, available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139, or see all my films and many other films and ebooks, you name it, the weekly TV reports at PrisonPlanet.tv, only 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, or get a yearly subscription and get 3 months of free at PrisonPlanet.tv. We have one of the most successful prosecutors in U.S. history, prosecuted the Mansons, among other unsavory people, that's putting it lightly, Vincent Bugliosi. He has the new New York Times bestseller, Despite a Total Media Blackout, in mainstream controlled corporate media out of fear and their complicity in all this. I mean, they have a stake in the whole establishment, basically, the military-industrial complex, in covering this up. But despite that, it is number 9 on the New York Times bestseller list, the prosecution of George W. Bush for murder by Vincent Bugliosi. Let's go to your phone calls. Frankie in Missouri, you're on the air with Vincent Bugliosi, Frankie.
How you doing?
Good, Frankie.
Mr. Jones, I want you to understand something. We got a lot of love for you out here, brother. A lot of love.
Well, thank you. Do you have a question for Vincent Bugliosi?
Yes. Mr. Bugliosi, I'm Italian, too, so how you doing, Paisan?
I don't want to drop another name. Warren Beatty asked me the same thing Sunday, and I said, I'm angry. I'm very, very angry.
Mr. Bugliosi, has there ever been a successful prosecution of somebody of Bush's status? And if this trial ever does come to court, will those that choose to prosecute him will they live to see the verdict?
Will those that choose to prosecute him live to see the verdict? That, well, you're saying there'd be a whole trial, and then before the verdict, after the trial, but just before the verdict, someone's going to step forward and kill them? Is that what you're suggesting?
Well, I would think that, you know, there's somebody that does to take on this type of job would have great concern.
Well, I'm looking for a courageous prosecutor out there. About 2 weeks ago, not even that long, maybe a week and a half ago, the publisher sent out a copy of my book, Prosecution of George Bush for Murder, to each of the 50 state attorney generals in this country with a cover letter from me asking the prosecutor to read the book, and if they agree that the evidence of Bush's guilt is clear and that there's jurisdiction, that they proceed against him. They can't prosecute him right now, but they can commence the criminal investigation of him. And I offered my services to the prosecutor in whichever way he or she sees fit, which would range from being a consultant all the way up to and including being appointed a special prosecutor. I certainly would not be averse to prosecuting George W. Bush for murder, and I can tell you right now that unquestionably I would seek the death penalty against him. I mean, here's a guy, by the way, who is very much in favor of the death penalty, probably had the highest execution rate in the history of any governor. 152 cases came across his desk when he was governor of Texas.
And by the way, he would give press conferences and then giggle and laugh about it and talk about how they begged him. I mean, if you're going to execute somebody, you don't make jokes about it.
No, of course, but he signed off on 152 out of 152, even signed off on a death warrant for a young man who was mentally retarded. So I would seek the death penalty against him. I got to think there's at least one courageous prosecutor out there, and I'm going to be looking for him.
Okay, Frankie, we got to go to break. Thank you for the call, Frankie. More calls straight ahead. David, Walt, Steve, and others. There is no doubt that Vincent Bugliosi is treading where angels fear to tread. I mean, there is no doubt that it is. This guy has really got a lot of will and nerve because we're dealing with global mafia here. George Bush is just their front man. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of God.
despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to take you inside the Senator Ted Stevens indictment for about 20, 30 minutes with Dr. Nick Baggage coming up in 20 minutes. Then Bob Chapman coming on to break down some of the financial developments that have been happening in the fourth hour. Open phones then for Bob Chapman. For the next 19 minutes, we are joined by Vincent Bugliosi, best-selling author many times over, one of the most successful prosecutors in U.S. history, also of the Manson family. His book, despite a media blackout, a dominant corporate media blackout, is number 9 on the New York Times bestseller list. The prosecution of George W. Bush for murder. It's very important that this book go to number 1, so it cannot be ignored. It's not being ignored now. He's already been before Congress, boldly saying prosecute Bush for murder. You could hear gasp and freakouts by the little neocon fake conservatives up there who destroyed the name of conservatism in this country. Absolute trash. And the cowardly Democrats that were basically had their arms twisted into even allowing the hearings, trying to shut them down, but they couldn't shut down Vincent Bugliosi. Let's go to your phone calls. David in Montreal, Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead, David, you're on the air. Okay, he's listening to his radio. Let's move on. Walt, in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, I have a couple questions for Mr. Bugliosi.
Okay, go ahead.
Are you willing to also recommend the prosecution of Knight of Malta, George Tenet, and all of the other members of the Knights of Malta that are running this country for Rome? And are you willing to prosecute those high-level Roman Catholics for their complicit involvement in this false war in Iraq, as well as 9/11?
Well, this Malta or whatever you said, I'm not familiar with that term, Walt, but at the grand jury hearings, the testimony before the grand jury, and documents would be subpoenaed, of course, and there'd be investigators interviewing people. All types of information and evidence would come out at this state right now.
So you're saying you'd be looking at Tenet, though?
Well, yeah. But at this particular point, certainly Bush did not conspire with himself. He didn't do it himself. He conspired with others. And the two that would almost undoubtedly be prosecuted along with him, and I talk about it in the book, are Condoleezza Rice and Dick Cheney. I have a sense that Rove is up over his head in this, but the grand jury testimony would probably answer that question. Rumsfeld, I'm not sure about. I have a sense about Powell that his only sin is weakness. But in answer to your question, the grand jury proceedings would determine with the accompanying investigation who joined with Bush in taking this nation to war on a lie. But right now, off the top of my head, I would say certainly there's Bush, Cheney, and Rice. Whether there are more than that, I don't know. Possibly Tenet also.
Mr. Bugliosi.
Yes, sir.
I have one more thing. You need to read a book called Vatican Assassins, Wounded in the House of My Friends, which talks about 9/11 and all the people behind it.
Listen, I appreciate your call. Hey, Walt, we don't screen your calls. We let you on there. And, by the way, the Vatican has been against the war over there. I'm not Catholic. I'm not getting in the middle of this. And I let you come on and ask your question. But the person you talk about has told nothing but lies and BS about me. So I know the stuff he's saying, that is his view, is a bunch of lunacy. Okay? And Mr. Bugliosi, it's just craziness. And so we're here trying to talk about serious issues. And you say, yes, I'd look at trying to go after Tenet, and that isn't enough. And then people that have slandered me and my family, said horrible things about me, have to then make the show about selling their dirty book. Okay, and I don't mean that the Vatican is involved in evil or the Nazis in World War II. I have guests on about that, like Jim Mars. But serious historical people who don't run around saying lies about me. So just this isn't the place for you to do that. Go hawk your bull somewhere else, pal. That same guy says they drop bombs out of flying saucers, and it's and the nuclear bombs are magical, and black people need to be put in another country and everything else. Okay, but then since I don't hail your God, I'm bad. This is the mental illness of the American people. They have a very serious person on the air talking about serious issues, not quack garbage. I'm sorry, Mr. Bugliosi. I tried to let him run with his question if it was serious, and it just turned into pure bull. We'll be right back with more of your phone calls for Vincent Bugliosi. Stay with us.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Final segment with Vincent Bugliosi. Then we'll talk to Dr. Nick Begich, who's also lining up his brother probably for Monday. The mayor of Anchorage, he is running against Senator Ted Stevens. And this is the guy that wants to shut the internet down. Just completely out of his mind. He says the internet is a bunch of tubes and just unbelievable that you, quote, dump stuff on like a truck. I mean, just out of his mind, like McCain, who has said that he doesn't use a computer, doesn't know how to use a computer. Just they are not connected to reality. And that's what scares me. You know, we want to think the government's in control, even if it's evil, but that they know what they're doing. And they certainly have their systems and their corrupt bureaucracies and the corporate interest. But more and more, it's not an act. A lot of people in the power structure, and this happens throughout history, have now gotten so decadent, so inbred, so spoiled that I think they think they're in control, but I think they're losing control. Like the neocons want an attack on Iran when every analyst we've had on, hundreds of them, says doubling in oil prices, depression, could start World War III, but they still want it. Your comments on that, Vincent Bugliosi, then we're going to go back to calls.
Well, you're asking me to comment on something that one of my strengths, if I have any strengths, is that I know my limitations, and I think you're asking me to comment on something that's outside my area of expertise.
But obviously, starting a new war is not a good idea.
Oh, the Iran thing, you know, I'm telling you, I'm so immersed in this Bush thing. I know about the Bush administration giving an indication that they may go to war in Iran. I know about that. I'm not reading any of the articles. I got a stack of papers up to the ceiling and magazines I just haven't read.
You've got tunnel vision on the issue at hand. It's why
absolutely,
you're such a good prosecutor.
I want to see Bush in court being prosecuted for murder. But I've heard about the Iranian thing, but I haven't studied it at all, and therefore I should not be sounding off on it.
I understand, sir. Specializing is what you're doing. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Steve in Alabama. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I have a quick question for Mr. Bugliosi, and then I'd like to comment on Cy Hirsch, if you'll allow it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Mr. Bugliosi, is it legal to set up a private fund or a bounty, if you will, to be awarded to the first prosecutor who will take this?
Yeah, that's
case?
A bribe. That's illegal.
It's illegal.
Well, let's get the prosecutors. Hold on. Let's get his take. I just blurted that out.
I don't know if I know the answer to that. If you offer money to influence a public act, that is bribery. Whether this particular thing would fall within the realm of bribery, I don't know.
Yeah.
Off the top of my head, it sounds like bribery. Although bribery always, as you know, is behind the scenes. It's covert.
Something Karl Rove would do to then discredit the whole process of going
right.
after them for crimes. That's a dirty trick. That's called black propaganda, and that
right.
is a horrible idea. I'm not mad at you.
Here's the other thing that I'm concerned about. If this were to go to trial, it would be the biggest murder trial in American history, and I hope if there's a prosecutor out there that steps forward that he's not doing so just for the enormous publicity. Wherever he is in Fargo, North Dakota, Lexington, Kentucky, the whole world press would be at his door. He'd be on the cover of every magazine. So let's hope if a prosecutor steps forward, it's not for publicity, but to bring about justice for the American people.
Now, here's an example. Let's say a real prosecutor steps forward who's willing to risk their life and their name and everything else with this clear-cut case Vincent Bugliosi and others have put together. I guarantee you the White House would have some clown pop up who would act crazy and ridiculous and probably talk about flying saucers at the meetings and at the press conferences to discredit the whole thing. I mean, they got a lot of dirty tricks, folks. I mean, Karl Rove got caught bugging his own office. Don't forget that. You know, back when he was at the state here in Texas. So they play all sorts of games. But I'm not mad at you for asking the question, Steve. It's a good question because we could then answer it. But anything else?
My point about the Cy Hirsch story actually plays into dirty tricks, which is basically, you know, in listening to the story, and again, I probably know about as much as Mr. Bugliosi. I've just kind of heard what you've been saying about it and read a little bit about it. But you know, that story just doesn't add up for me right now. Like, number one, I just find it kind of odd that it would be leaked at all. And number two, the fact that they were, you know, purportedly talking about using Navy SEALs as the decoys just seems a little strange to me when, why wouldn't they just, grab one of these goat herders out of the torture prison, put them on a remote-controlled boat and, you know, and sail them out there, blow it up. It just, you know.
Please don't give them ideas, please, and I appreciate your call. Goodness. Goodness gracious, don't give them ideas here. Listen, you judge a tree by its fruits. You will know them by the fruits. Cy Hirsch broke the torture information on Operation Phoenix in Vietnam. He broke a bunch of other things. There are people in CIA, in FBI, in Defense Intelligence, in the White House that do not like what's going on. And so he has been leaked info over and over and over and over and over again that has proven to be accurate. And so, no, this is somebody in a big White House boardroom meeting, strategy session, who is upset and doesn't like what's happening. And we know Cy Hirsch has incredible sources. And I'm going to play it later. We have the tapes of Rumsfeld with the war correspondents, who are all former generals and colonels, saying, man, we sure need another 9/11. That would sure help us or some incident. Okay, and you know, that got released. So the government is not invincible. They're not perfect. They're not infallible. And people say, well, stuff like this would come out if it was true. It does come out. Vincent Bugliosi?
Well, yeah, stuff eventually comes out, but frequently behind the scenes. The Pentagon Papers was leaked to the New York Times.
Ellsberg.
But we have more. We need more people being stand-up people like you, Alex, and telling the truth and letting the chips fall where they may. There aren't too many of those people in America, unfortunately. I'm trying to think of his name, Mark Twain. Boy.
In the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man.
Don't get old, Alex. But Mark Twain made a very perceptive observation. He said, "Why is physical courage so common, but moral courage so rare?"
Yes.
So we need people to step forward and, like on this book, no major TV or major newspaper wants to step forward, interview the book, have me on. They're just terrified.
And by the way,
talk. To even talk about prosecuting Bush for murder.
And by the way, you can get on TV. I mean, you've been on TV, I would guess, hundreds of times. I mean, you know, in just more modern times, you're on all the time. You're the go-to guy on so many issues. Suddenly, you're not on CNN, Fox, MSNBC.
CNN, after the Wall Street article, the New York Times article, had me on CNN. Because of the New York Times article, they interviewed me for 20, 25 minutes on tape. And they put out an incredible piece of about 4 minutes that was so distorted, it was beyond recognition. It almost sounded like a Bush propaganda piece. Just to give you an example, they asked me, what's the likelihood that this thing will happen? And I said, well, there's not a high probability, and they cut me off right there. And I always go on to say, but there's a substantial possibility that as a direct result of this book, Bush is going to find himself in an American courtroom. They took all that out.
And made it sound like you said it was going nowhere.
I mean, totally distorted it. So
that sounds like something.
Why there's no one that has the courage to interview me on national television about this book, I don't know. But if you were the host of one of those shows, obviously you'd have the courage. But no one has stepped forward yet. They're terrified of talking to me about the subject matter of my Bush, my book.
Yeah, let's go ahead and take another call here. Up next would be Will in Oklahoma. Go ahead, Will.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
This is Will. I'm just starting my awakening to the New World Order agenda, and I just had a question real quick. I was a little confused. I got on the show a little late, and Mr. Bugalosi said that hopefully one prosecutor would read the facts and would be courageous enough to prosecute. So I was wondering, why doesn't he do that?
He's not a sitting prosecutor in a county or city. He's retired.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had one more question. You said you talked about the Internet becoming controlled just a minute ago. To limit its use, and do you think that is because the government is realizing that the resistance to tyrannical government and the police state is gaining its strength?
Yes, but also because the alternative media is kicking the butt of the mainstream media, and they're losing market share. It's a cocktail of reasons. You want to comment? Well, he doesn't like to get off the side issues.
I didn't even hear a lot of his words. About his first thing, I don't know how much time we have left, but I was talking to my wife a couple days ago, and I asked her this question. I said, you know about these cold case files. You've heard about them, Alex.
Yes.
There's just one victim, and a lone detective pursues the killer for 10, 15, 20, 25 years. And then we hear stories that he's found back east, living in an assumed name. He's brought back to Austin or L.A. or Berkeley or where have you, and he's prosecuted, and justice is brought about with just one victim. So I said to her, there are 1 million victims, at least 100,000 victims in their cold graves right now, you know, as I'm talking to you, decomposing. And I said, what person in authority on the face of this globe is trying to bring about justice for these, let's say, 100,000 people, trying to bring about justice, trying to bring the killer of these 100,000 people to justice? And she said to me, well, you are. And I said, well, you didn't hear my question. I said, what person in authority is doing this? I said, I don't have the clout of an emaciated moth. I'm looking for that person in authority that, you know, does have the institutional authority to go after.
Yeah, you've done the work. You've put the evidence together. You're disseminating it. You're sending it out to prosecutors. And you're saying, hey, folks, yeah, people always tell me I've got to do everything and I've got to fix it. And I'm like, hey, I'm just having the guest on the info so you people know what's going on and then can make your own decisions. This is a team effort here. Many hands make light work. No more time for calls. I appreciate your call, Will. Steve and Aaron and others, I'll get to you later, but we've got to let Mr. Vincent Bugliosi go. The book is The Prosecution of George W. Bush for Murder, number 9 on the New York Times bestseller list. Get it online at Amazon.
You can also, of course, get it at bookstores everywhere. Mr. Bugliosi, do you have a personal website?
No, I hate to tell you that I don't have a computer either. I guess McCain said he doesn't have one. I'm still in working with a yellow pad and pencil. But
you actually go down to the law library. That's different.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But there, you know, the prosecution of George W. Bush for murder.com, I guess. It's put out by Vanguard Press. It's in all the stores and Amazon.com, and it's selling well. But we'd like to get it up to number one to get the message out to the majority of Americans so that a prosecutor will be more apt to step forward.
Well, we have to punish tyranny. We have to punish tyranny or the precedent will be set. Thank you for all the time. We are out of time. And we will talk to you again in the future if you'll join us again.
Thank you, sir, very much. I appreciate it. Bye.
Take care. We'll be right back with Dr. Nick Begich and a lot more. Stay with us.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots, standing firm for our Constitution, standing firm against the New World Order, hammering the enemies of freedom, exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. American Free Press, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Have you ever suffered from giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Ted Anderson from Midas, August 1st, 2008. Gold, 904, 30 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $9.30, $55, $458, $35 for half, $229, $18 for quarter. That's $9.30, $55, $458, $35, and $229, $18. The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market, and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Options of dollar sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
35 minutes or so. We've got Dr. Nick Bagich on. We'll open the phones up in the next segment. Any subject you want to discuss, he can talk about. I'm trying to get his brother on with him next Monday. I had the idea a few days ago and then didn't implement it. It's his brother, the former mayor of Anchorage. His father, of course, both their fathers. Both of them's father was a famous congressman from up in the northern area there in Alaska, who died mysteriously in a plane crash. And Ted Stevens, the monster who tried to end the Internet. I mean, you shut down one hub, most of the web shuts down. He wanted to kill net neutrality 2 years ago. We barely beat him. They're back at it again through the companies themselves doing it. And I remember having Dr. Nick Bagich on 2 years ago saying, this guy is a crook. And Nick Bagich doesn't talk like that without evidence piled to the rafters. And so he is the brother of the man running against him for the Senate seat, and the man who looks like he's probably going to win if we get behind him, which we need to do. Imagine having Nick Bagich's brother, who knows all about all this stuff, getting into the Senate. Just amazing. And we're not giving the New World Order a heads up. They know that. Tell us why you said 2 years ago on this show that he was as dirty as it gets.
Well, you know, there was a good friend of mine who had run against him years ago, had sort of dredged up the record. And then when you start to look at things that we knew were coming out in terms of oil and gas and what special interests, you know, the various people up here are connected to, you start to get a pretty good read on what's happening. And then it was, it was 4 years ago that I ran against one of the guys who eventually got indicted 2 years later, and then Stevens was implicated through his son, who was president of our state senate at the time. In fact, we're still waiting to see the indictments come that direction, but already I think five legislators or past legislators are already in prison. Two others are slated who were wired up for, I guess, close to a year in some cases. But Stevens was sort of the top guy in this whole chain, this whole feeding frenzy. And when you look at the establishment here in Alaska, and what they've done is basically appropriate huge federal and state resources to multinational corporations like there was a fire sale going on. And all of that starting to unravel, and the people who make the money, like this, the deal here in Alaska, what happened is Bill Allen, who was a welder, you know, back in the 80s and had no real anything, became sort of the shill for the oil industry up here. And his deal was he would become a subcontractor and get all these huge subcontracts, which he did. He had billions, literally billions of dollars in work. And even after he was indicted, and I guess he has to serve 10 years, but he spared his family, his wife and children, who were also indicted by the IRS and the Bureau and Federal Bureau of Investigation and others for criminal activity. The kids and his wife got off, and he got a minimal sentence. Pretty old guy, but he wore a wire for almost a year and had raised millions and millions. He sold his company. That was part of the deal. He had to get out of the contracting business. So he still got, I think, $390 million for that deal. And he got to keep the money, although pay back the IRS, whatever he owed them, and do some other things. But Stevens' office, and actually his home here, Senator Stevens' home, and his son's office, home, and businesses were all raided by the FBI and the IRS, because of all of the things that have gone on. And one of the ways they did this was Bill Allen did the remodel on Ted Stevens' house, and Ted Stevens paid for $130,000 worth of the work, but kind of forgot about $250,000 worth of the work, or somebody did. And that's the deal, is he got $250,000 in gifts that never got reported on his federal forms, because you got to report gifts over $300 in some of those years, because they go back to 2003. And it's from this contractor, and the same contractor was the one who implicated all the guys who were already in jail. And there was a senator identified. There was a Senator A and a Senator B, and one of these was his son, eventually identified in our media. And there's still two grand juries seated. This was the one in Washington, D.C. that just came down with all this stuff that people are reading about right now. And there's still a grand jury in Washington State looking at fisheries corruption, because Ted Stevens was passing legislation granting money to fisheries organizations who had kind of a understanding that 10% of that went to his kid, who was president of the Senate at the time.
So there's just all sorts of corruption going on.
Oh, in fact, you know, here we have a gas line, right, that we're trying to build to relieve the rest of the country of the problems, you know, and so there's big things happening there, and we've talked about them in the past. And one of, you know, when you look at that, it's the stranglehold. on all of this. And what the end result is private companies are making huge, huge money because they were able to buy legislators here on a wholesale basis. You know, you
all right, stay there. Dr. Nick Begich, I want to come back and talk more about this and get into some other geopolitical issues that are going on and take calls. He's with us for the rest of the hour. Appreciate him joining us. His brother, the former mayor of Anchorage, of course, their father, a famous congressman, his brother is running for Stephen's seat and is doing very well in the polls. We can only hope and pray that he gets elected. We'll be right back with Dr. Nick Begich.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500. To qualify for the free webcam, WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
What I want to bring up next for Dr. Nick Begich, who has worked in so many different areas of private industry, teaching, representing the native tribes up in Alaska, his father a congressman, his brother in government. I want to bring up something because I'm here in the middle of Texas, and I read the oil and gas news, and I have family that, you know, work as mid-level and low-level people for oil and gas companies, and so that I hear them talking about it. And even before the New London Kelo decision of, what, now almost 3 years ago, they passed laws in the legislature of Texas that said, oh, you have a landowner bill of rights. But the landowner bill of rights says that if oil companies or gas companies or coal companies, lignite mining here, surface coal, if they want to come on your property and you won't sell it, you basically, if you don't take their first offer, it takes you out of the regular court system and puts you into administrative law, and then you have to pay court costs and then end up almost getting nothing. Now, a New London Kelo decision, the media gave it the attention that it said, well, not only is it for government interest now, but if in the case there, a big drug company, and it was Eli Lilly there in Connecticut, wanted to tear down nice neighborhood. You know, usually it's okay if they're stealing land from poor people, but these were $300,000, $600,000, you know, two, three-story Victorian homes on the lake, on the river there. And they literally just came and took the houses. And people who had fought in court wanting more money or not wanting to sell, some of them, you know, the grandparents have been born there, they would then say, okay, now you owe us $500,000 on your $500,000 house. You owe us money. You get nothing. And in those cases, they were also coming to houses worth, one case, $332,000. I remember it was in the paper, and I had locals on. And they would offer them $62,000 just for the lot's value. So the point I'm getting at here is then I started researching this and found out the model for this was really built in a few of the states where you have 85, 90 plus percent in some cases, like Nevada, like Utah or Alaska, and that they would just come in and either lay resources off use or give it to select groups or even come on private property. And now in Texas, I've been reading about, if a landowner won't sign an oil lease with a company, they just cut the fence now and are driving on, in some cases, drilling. And then under the law, they quote up to pay damages. But the way they've rigged it, those damages could basically be less than what a regular oil or gas lease would be. And so I'm just now learning about that it was worse than I thought. And I know Dr. Nick Baggage has represented tribes in this, and his father and his brother. So he's a real expert on this, because Alaska is one of the places where, what, it's 90-plus percent federal and state, and so there's a lot of this happening, and that's some of the things Stevens was also tied into. Again, you have more experience than this than I do. Can you put into common sense language kind of the smorgasbord I just threw out?
Yeah, you know, the background on this really important, and it starts with statehood back in 1958, and this is a big issue, because in statehood, we were an independent territory to some extent. I mean, we were controlled by the U.S., but as a territory, we should have been offered a lot of different things. Well, one of the deals that was made in the statehood negotiations was the state would give up its surface estate in exchange for its mineral rights and oil and gas rights. Where the federal government ever had any of those rights, the state would get 90% of the rents and royalties paid to the federal government. In exchange, we gave up a huge amount of our surface estate, because under the Constitution, the federal government was only supposed to get, you know, post offices and military bases, and that was pretty much it. You know, and the parks and all this other stuff came in various lands acts from the 1920s on up. Well, the biggest land act in Alaska, aside from statehood, was the Native Land Claim Settlement Act, which transferred 44 million acres and about $950 million to the Native corporations here in Alaska as a first settlement. And that gave them essentially 9% of everything, because they got the mineral rights, energy rights, and everything, and had a priority selection before the state perfected its statehood selections and out of all federal land, which is basically everything at the time. And so that happened, and then there was a million acres that went to the Mental Health Trust, which was set up to cover mental health issues for Alaskans, so the federal government didn't have to underwrite it. So way back before statehood, they set up a university trust and gave them a million acres, and set up a mental health trust and gave them a million acres. And the idea was they would develop revenues from minerals and energy and surface rights to run their institutions so that the public didn't have to pay for them, but it was paid for out of public resources, which kind of makes sense when you think about a territory not being a state, not having representatives in the Senate or the House, and having sort of this caretaker relationship. And when oil was discovered, you know, everything changed. You had to have the Native Land Claim Settlement Act, because you couldn't get the international bankers to underwrite the pipeline. And that's when my dad was in Congress. He had gotten the Native Land Claims done in his freshman year, and then was working on the pipeline issue when he and the majority leader for the U.S. House disappeared. And Stevens was in office then. He was still in the Senate. He was appointed in 68. He didn't win an election. He was actually appointed because of a vacancy in 68, and then won his subsequent elections. And Stevens, and you know, goes back, I mean, to pre-statehood. He was here as a BIA attorney, or Department of Interior, rather, attorney way back then.
So he's one of the original dirtbags in all of this.
Yeah, in a lot of respects, absolutely. And, you know, the thing is, he's done a lot for Alaska in a lot of ways, and no one can, you know, begrudge that. But what's happened is over the decades, you kind of lose your perspective. And I'll tell you how all the payoffs work, how they get around the rules so people get a bigger picture of this. You know, I mean, it's from the simplest things. Like, and I'm not saying necessarily this is about Ted Stevens, but about politicians in general. You know, they'll get involved in the poker game against the lobbyist. And, man, that lobbyist is folding on four of a kind, you know, and making sure the other guy is walking away with the table. And
well, that came out with the CIA director. They go to the Watergate Hotel, and there's hookers on one floor, alcohol and drugs if they want them on another. And you go in there, and you win $100,000 a week if you want to go play poker with the defense contractors.
Right, and this is the kind of illegal stuff that these guys slide around on. The other is, of course, speaking fees after they're out of office and when they can keep the money. And, you know, who's worth $1 million for a speech? I mean, get real. It's a payoff. It's like, okay, you followed the party line and you did what you're told, and now is the big payoff. And so one of the other ways is they get to invest in a little project that Joe Blow has, and, oh, for $50,000, don't worry, you're going to make $1 million in the first year. And they do, you know, they're the ones that you're warned about.
That's like Hillary and the cattle futures. I mean, around here in Austin, that's how they do it. A corrupt developer or somebody else will come by from a city council person. Barack Obama's been caught doing this. A piece of land that's worth $200,000 on the tax rolls, well, they'll just pay $600,000. Or vice versa, the politician will own a piece of land worth $100,000 and it gets bought for $300,000.
Right, and this happens, or the trade. One of the other things that happened with Stevens was a car. You know, it was a classic Mustang traded for a $44,000 car, and the problem was there's little, and $5,000 in cash. And but if you add up the highest book values on these, because they're available, the Mustangs are available, you got about a $20,000 discrepancy from reality to what he did, you know. And so you start looking at all that. And
okay, now we know that's low level, though.
And yeah,
we know he was kind of becoming an embarrassing, doddering, senile person saying silly things on TV. Meanwhile, we have Halliburton getting $16 million for a $100 blue tarp. We've got no bid contracts, trillions missing from the Pentagon, all this corruption. It looked like Stevens was doing everything they told him. Was it because he became an embarrassment with the bridge to nowhere? Why did they go ahead and burn him?
I think not so much that as, you know, he's kind of an angry guy if you've ever watched him. And, you know, it's not really the public service image that you get. It's kind of the bully. And that's not public service. A lot of people tolerated it. But, you know, at the end of the day, your friends are a whole other matter. And he has a lot of friends, for sure. But I think at the end of the day, it's really, he did a lot. You know, in terms of the earmarking process, you know, he tried to block that so they wouldn't have to report who, you know, signed up for.
Yeah, but what he did was just help take the oil and gas from the people and then just give them a bunch of, quote, free federal money and then advertise what a great job he'd done.
Right. And let's talk about the transfer of wealth.
Well, I mean, let me ask you this. Are you aware of the fact that they're passing laws in all the states, in many of the several states, where now they're just running in and grabbing oil and gas off people's land without even asking?
Right. They tried to do it here, and there was 1,200 people showed up and burned the local legislator in effigy because he was taking money from the company trying to do it here, and they actually stopped it. And, you know, there's the estates, the way they're split out, the surface estate and the mineral rights and the energy rights, they all run separately, and the water rights for a lot of states. On the East Coast, there's some provisions for energy rights, and in Texas, there are some titles that go back far enough where people had energy rights, but a lot of it is this situation where it's a split estate. And you're right. And the thing about those takings is there was a U.S. Supreme Court decision that said they can take not in the public interest in an eminent domain case, but also for the benefit of some private company,
yeah,
and they deem that private company's success is in
New
the
London
interest.
Kilo, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, and you want to talk about fascism. I mean, how much more corporate does it get with a marriage with government? And this is the ultimate welfare. Oil and gas here on the offshore resources that are being auctioned off like there's a fire sale going on have enough proven value, according to our own USGS, to be valued today at $36 trillion. If we did what 80% of the rest of the world does, is they have state-owned oil companies and they contract to the oil and gas companies, so they make a profit and it's privately run, you know, in terms of efficiency, because they get a little bit over the cost of operations, 8, 9, 10%. But that much money would retire our national debt three times over.
And if the government wasn't sitting on top, how much of the state is under federal control?
It's about 70%, and all the offshore outside of the three-mile limit, and in Alaska outside of the three-mile limit, are the big, gigantic, huge.
So that should be opened up. I mean, not just the land, but the sea, to U.S. companies and citizens. But no, it's for the environment, and they use a few hippies as the front. It has nothing to do with the environment, does it?
No, it doesn't. In fact, the big foundations that underwrite a lot of this, Rockefeller Foundation, some of the others, you know, it's about tying up the resource sort of as a safety deposit box for the future for multinationals.
And artificial scarcity.
Yeah, and then they get the price up. Everybody's worrying about getting gas money to work, and I appreciate that. I mean, I know what that's about. And the fact is, it shouldn't be this way, but now that you'll get to develop it. And, you know, a lot of this, when you start to think about it, it's a fire sale that could solve our national problems, and instead, in a more balanced way with the industry. And as it is, people are going to freeze in the dark again this winter. And
well, my point is there are a lot of private landowners from the Dakotas to Texas to even Alaska, I'm reading about in Utah, where they never get the oil and gas or coal off their property. By the time the companies are done, they might get one thousandth of what they were supposed to get. And it's just getting so corrupt. It's just so amazing.
And the fairness of this is about legislation. You know, and it's got to be starting. They need to change it to where the surface estate holder, even though they've segregated those rights, at least in the sense of in the future, we need to have them run the way they used to, where you had some water rights, you had some mineral rights, you had your timber rights, you know, and make sure they run together. And where they're separated, there needs to be a lot more consideration of the surface estate holder when these developments are planned.
Because that's another big scam.
We have 1% privately held outside of the native corporation, state, federal, and local land.
1% privately held in Alaska. And then what is it, 5% privately held in Nevada?
I think it's something like that. And, you know, the native corporations hold, you know, 9%, which is great. And they're using it in really, really good ways. But the state and the federal government, you know, they had homesteading here up until the mid-60s, and you could still get trade sites up until the early 70s. And they cut all that out. And, you know, that was the way in which you transferred to the average person based on hard work, believe me, really hard work. Certain rights that you could have. Well, they cut all that off, and the federal government has retained huge, vast estate. And then on the Statehood Act that said we were supposed to get 90%, U.S. Supreme Court said they could change that at will, and they did in the course of the National Naval Petroleum Reserve, and they're giving us half instead of 90%.
Meanwhile, this is so complex.
This
is so complex that even educated people have trouble understanding it, and that's why we're going into tyranny. It's just unbelievable.
Right.
The things
right.
that are going on. I mean, I see examples of lignite mines all over Central Texas, East Texas, where somebody doesn't want their family ranch or farm bulldozed, and the companies aren't even offering a market value.
No.
And then if they fight it, they basically end up almost getting nothing because they fought it, and they've codified it into fraudulent state law to really legalize stealing.
Right, and this is here in Alaska, you know, the surface estates, even when they're doing public right-of-ways, and it's like running over a business, they actually compensate them for fair market value based on independent appraisals. The state does, and they cover their business losses for some period of time as they're being disrupted and moved. And those settlements, I've never heard of them going to court. People have always felt like they got fair value in negotiating it. But I agree, in most states it doesn't happen. And what happened up here that caused a big outcry is the state leased what are called coal bed methanes, which are shallow leases that are non-competitive, and they can go up to 3,000-foot wells. And in the Mat-Su Valley, which is highly populated, they decided to hire the local legislator to be their PR guy. And this was a cabinet maker by trade, so he was their PR guy. They burned him in effigy. He was almost thrown out of office, but decided not to run for health reasons as the recall petitions were perfected and filed with the state a few years ago. And, you know, all of this kind of nonsense. And the surface estate holder said, wait a minute, you're not coming in my yard, literally, and punching a hole in the ground and not talking to me about it. Now, there are some people that wanted to do that, that had big acreage where it wouldn't disturb other landowners, and fine, they negotiated their deals. And I guess there's some guys that are actually getting permitted and going to go forward, but they did it on a wholesale basis, you know, the whole area. And, you know, people were totally upset. So they redid the process now to where there's a better public process, and they killed most of that. And it seems to be working, where people are getting fair value. But
all right, I want to shift gears completely out of this, because we're going to come back and take a few final calls for you and let you go, and I'm going to try to get you and your brother on. next week. But have you seen the latest? It just came out last night. I don't expect that you have, but I want your take on it. Headline, Cheney neocons considered killing Americans in pretext to attack Iran at a media conference a few weeks ago, and the YouTube video's out there, at the Campus Progress Journalism Conference, Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Seymour Hersh revealed how neocons convened around Dick Cheney a few months ago and brainstormed ways to kick off World War IV, as they finally call it. They wanted to build ships almost identical that looked the same as the Iranian patrol boats and basically have Navy SEALs come in and fire on the larger ships and have a shootout between them and then put that on the news. And then Cy Hersh just reports it like it's no big deal and says, oh, we decided not to put it in the magazine. I mean, the White House source confirmed it, but, you know, that's not news. I mean, what is wrong with Hersh?
You know, it is bizarre. It's access. You know, see, and that's the thing that's so important to these guys. They whore themselves out for that little bit of access, because otherwise, you know, this administration is famous for just turning you off. But they got to report something. So, you know, that's the way it goes. And nobody picks it up. You know, it virtually goes nowhere. It hit a little blip on the radar screen for 30 seconds and was gone. You know, and that's how these things play out. And it's because there's way, way too much power. And there's no check in that power. I mean, when you can, for a few grand and a few trinkets, bribe your Congress, which is what's gone on, and your legislatures in places where it matters. And what happens is, slowly and over time, it erodes not just the integrity of that Constitution, but it erodes our lifestyles as Americans. And look around, from NAFTA to all of the ridiculous trade agreements.
Stay there, got a break. Finish the point after the break. Out of Nick Beckett.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage? Was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soleil Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soleil Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soleil Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soleil Smile. Order some today at SoleilSmile.com. That's SoleilSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Well, the unions are big businessmen, and they're going out like dinosaurs. used to grow food in Kansas. Then I want a road on the moon to eat it raw.
Keep Dr. Baggage under 5 minutes with us in the next hour, and then we're going to get his brother on Monday. That's getting lined out right now. He's agreed to come on. We just got to get it on his schedule. And I want to take a few calls here that are going to be all over the map, but that's fine. You've got info on everything. And let's give out your brother's website as well. He was already leading in the polls against Ted Stevens, Mr. Kill the Internet, Mr. Accepting Gifts, Ted Stevens. But now it's really looking good. I mean, I don't want to jinx anything, but it looks like your brother's going to be in the next senator from Alaska.
It looks very good for him. He's in double digits as of the latest polls on going this week. And, you know, he's going to have a tough race. I mean, he's raised $1.25 million in 4 months from 4,100 people, which is an incredible base, you know, to work from. And a lot of those are outside of Alaska. And so people want to get involved in this campaign that way. Go to Begich, B-E-G-I-C-H, Begich. com and get involved in his campaign. He's going to make a big difference for not just Alaska, but for the rest of the country.
Baggage.com. Wow. And I'm going to enjoy the access through you and then getting him on once he is a senator. We're getting over time, I guess, being here on the air for 13 years, you get to know more people. And as they move into more positions, that's just kind of how it works. And so many people, Dr. Baggage, think we're supposed to be losers, think that we're supposed to fail at all this, think that we don't have any power and the corrupt elite is invincible. No, they're always scared of the people, the alternative media, because they know history and they know what highly motivated groups can do. And so many of my listeners are great, but so many others get mad when we have celebrities on, or mad when we have big people on, and get upset and suspicious when, you know, Governor Ventura or all these other people come on and say 9/11's an inside job. No, folks, we're starting to turn the corner. We don't need to be beautiful losers. We need to win. And I think realizing that we can win and having that attitude is a big part of the battle, Doctor.
I agree with you. And, you're only defeated when you stop breathing, you know what I mean? And then it's over, and then whatever happens, happens, you know. But there's a lot to say for what a few people can do. And, you know, my family, although we're different in a lot of our politics, certain things are fundamental. You know, in the personal privacy issues, gun ownership, the things that are important to most Americans to keep the government honest are the same for us. And, you know, that's what's been missing in so much of this is a recognition of where the root of the Constitution lies, and that is in the freedoms and the liberty to debate, to have discussion. When you have things like the Internet, the 21st century communication tool, it would have been like our founding fathers being told, no more mail unless we open it all. You know, and they would have been another revolution. The fact is, the privacy issues, the complex issues of today require a new generation of leadership out of both parties. And that's what's long overdue. And Ted Stevens, in 40 years, has done some things for Alaska that are great. But at this stage of his career, he has lost touch with the fundamentals of what government is. You know, when I was a tribal administrator, we invited him in 4 different occasions to come and see what our tribe was doing. And rather than ever show up or allow anyone on his staff to come, even when it was arranged, he preempted it. And it was because he wanted to wipe out every tribal government in Alaska to even solidify more power for a federal agency that already has way more than they need, not just here, but everywhere else. And the things that he does have authority to get to do, like oil and gas, have been given away when we could have been negotiating much better deals with the oil industry and paying off the national debt. I mean, think about that for your grandchildren. We could have done it this generation, and we still can. And that requires a different view of how government works and a different view of what the public resources should be generating in fair market value. And that's what's not happening with our natural resources in Alaska.
We got a break before we end this hour and come back and take 2 or 3 calls in the next 5-minute segment. Fire out your websites.
It's Begich.com for my brother and EarthPulse.com for my website.
EarthPulse.com. My websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The 4th hour straight ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up.
it is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Set to beat, knock on wood, Ted Stevens, the crook. Such a gentleman. He's trying to be nice to Ted Stevens. Ted Stevens is a complete monster. Let's go ahead and talk to Aaron in California, then Betsy and Ingrid. Try to get to Judith and Catherine. Go ahead, Aaron. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Dr. Begich. I wanted to call about HAARP, actually. I know that back in 2001, they had 180 antennas, and now I believe it's at 360. They're finishing it here in 2008. I mean, just how much power is that? And
well,
and
I had the director of HAARP on a month ago, and he said they have 3 million watts. Is that correct, Dr. Begich?
You know, in terms of input power, but it's not a good descriptor because you have to do the antenna gain and factor in also what happens when you capitalize on energy.
That's right. Take FM with different types of dipoles. You can put 10 watts in and get 40 watts out at effective radiated power.
Right. And so you've got to do the multipliers. And so you've actually got, you're approaching at 180 antenna, you're getting about half to where half of a billion watts of effective radiated power, and they're headed up to 360. Actually, they have 180 constructed.
You know, I should have brought this up. I had the director on. I ought to send you the audio. I had him on for an hour, but there were military officers who wouldn't say they were popping in during the breaks and then waiting, and then you can't say that, but over the line where the people on air couldn't hear it. And then the guy admitted that they can turn the aurora borealis basically on. Did you hear that?
Right. Right, and I've got to listen to that track. One of your folks sent that over to me, because next time we're on, I want to talk about what they said and show really how they twist the truth. We just did this with Wired Magazine. They sent one of their associate editors up turned into a 4.5-hour interview, and then 3 hours to take one portrait. You know, so it's like a long couple of days.
That's why I hate mainstream media. They're so slow.
Oh, but it's going to be very thorough, and I think they're going to finally put a story together that really tells the story in terms of that, and especially these issues that the military continues to raise. And we were able to get a lot of documents from the family of Ben Eastland that we were able to use to finally resolve some of those. We got the chronology of all the early meetings with DARPA and all of the funders and the Jason Group interactions and the interactions with ARCO that were proprietary ARCO at that time. In fact, I need to fax all that stuff to you in advance of that next program, because you're going to be blown away.
Yeah, let me just set you up for 2 weeks out. We'll do like an hour and a half on HAARP and really talk about what it is. You know, I was thinking about maybe trying to get, but see, I don't think they would allow it, because I mean, they had like different spooks on the line while the director was on, and
right.
I've never been interrogated so much, you know, once it was time for the show. And then they said, we want you to fly up here. We want to fly you up here and show you what's nice. And last time I checked, they're inviting me up there. But I don't know if I want to go up there.
Well, the thing about it is, it's like somebody going into a nuclear reactor. You know, I mean, what are you going to see? You know?
Well, that's kind of like with Freudian slip, Halliburton, Enron in California, the later Secretary of the Army, White, he would lead them in to fake data on a fake energy trading room, And, of course, it was all just being done on a ballot sheet, whatever the execs wanted to make up each day. It was all just made up, overcharging them billions a day some days, and it was just all fake.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, when you start to look at all this and you start to see, you know, how all this blows out, what we really need is more accountability, more responsibility in terms of government, and less corporate welfare. Because when you start to look at all the transfers and all the things that get shuffled around, it's all about, you know, giving someone greater access to markets or taxpayers. No one ever thinks about us as human beings anymore. And that's a whole different way of seeing the world.
Well, the director was also saying that these billions of affected watts of radio energy wasn't bad for people around there. And I said, but it's admitted. You don't want to get near an AM transmitter. And, and he said, no, that's not true. I mean, it was ridiculous. He sounded childlike. Listen, we'll talk to you soon, Dr. Baggage. We'll talk to your brother next week. Thanks for coming on with us.
Hey, I'm looking forward to talking with you again, and it'll always be a good program. Take care.
You bet. Take care. There goes Dr. Nick Baggage, his brother, about to beat Ted Stevens in the U.S. Senate. We'll come right back with Bob Chapman on the side of this quick break and your phone call. Stay with us.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already four times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a two-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of three great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune, as long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at IDStronghold.com.
IDStronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that...
Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Got about 52 minutes left in this live broadcast today. And with us is Bob Chapman, the internationalforecaster.com, joins us at least once a week. And here at the end of the week, I want to chronicle some of the things that we've seen happen in the markets. I want to go over what we're seeing with gold and oil. And also, I talked to Bob a few days ago, and he said, you know, the more I look at this Lindsey Williams thing, we think Lindsey Williams is a great guy. He's put out good info in the past, means what he's saying, believes what he's saying. We believe he was told this by this executive. There's just some other problems with that. We don't know if they're trying to plant disinfo on him or if this executive believes it. But somebody's threatening your family and saying, we're going to get you if you don't shut up. But by the way, we'll let you go out and talk about this.
when his video has been number one on Google, one of his interviews, one of the speeches he gave, you know, tens of millions watching it every month. I mean, it did become a phenomenon, and I do believe he was threatened. It's just that in the mechanics of the energy, the global energy market, exploration, delivering to market, it just doesn't line up with the facts in a lot of different places. So we'll talk about that. Also, I don't know if Bob Chapman's aware of this, but he's usually just as aware of the current news as I am, or more so. But we broke yesterday here. I mean, it came out on Think Progress, but we really pushed it out on Infowars.com. We now have a more detailed article on Infowars.com. We want everybody to get out to the Four Winds. Cheney neocons considered killing Americans in pretext to attack Iran. In a video posted here, YouTube, taped at the Campus Progress Journalism Conference earlier this month, the Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Seymour Hersh revealed how the neocons convened around Dick Cheney and brainstorms ways to kick off World War IV, as they finally call their pet project. Start a war in the Middle East and Central Asia. And he went on to say they wanted to create boats, build boats and shipyards in just a few weeks that look like the same blue PT boats the Iranians use to patrol their waters, have Navy SEALs dress up, go in with a bunch of arms, and then attack. It says a shootout. That means both sides, against our destroyers, saying it was Iranians that maybe kill the SEALs. And Cy Hersh just said, you know, the newspaper didn't want to post that, you know, because they didn't carry it out. But they did. Our source in the White House did say this was among 12 total plans they had. Now we know they've done stuff like this before, the White House memo, other things. This is smoking gun stuff, especially Cy Hersh. I mean, he's never lied. He's always been right. He's always had inside scoop, almost to the point it's like he represents an element of the New World Order. I mean, it's the New Yorker magazine, and he's allowed to do this. And he has these incredible sources going back to Vietnam. He broke Operation Phoenix, and they were torturing people to death and their kids in front of the parents, and using the former zoo in Saigon to torture people, and you know, all this. He's just broken hundreds of things. Pulitzer Prize winner, probably the greatest living investigative journalist out there. Bob, let's cover this first. A, were you aware of this? And B, you know I don't make stuff up, so I've told you about it. What's your take regardless?
First of all, I knew about it. And picked it up the same way you did. And these kind of operations have been going on for years. It's just they haven't been as aggressive and blatant as they have in the last 8 years. The means to an end sort of thing in order to achieve some financial or political objective. And there are people in government who are very interested in enriching themselves as well as putting forth a program that pursues their aims. So I'm not surprised at all. And, you know, there was a time when they backed off doing that during the 50s and the 60s, and the Russians during the Cold War did too. They had an agreement, you know, we won't kill your people if you don't kill ours. And this lasted quite a long while. But when we got into Vietnam and we did what we did, things started to evolve from that that were extremely negative, things like what you've just brought up. And we saw the Iran-Contra affair, the smuggling of massive amounts of illegal drugs into the United States by the participants. And today we get these kinds of one of 12 possible scenarios to get us involved in World War IV. It is truly believable if you have looked at things the way that Alex and I have.
Keep talking about that. I mean, keep fleshing this out. For me, Bob, this is a huge deal. I mean, this is a huge issue to have the New Yorker deciding to not run with the story, not because it wasn't accurate, but because, well, they didn't carry out these staged terror attacks. I mean, the fact that the vice president was proposing this is huge.
I mean, even considering it is monstrous. I mean, the man has to be demented. And, you know, the other side of the Illuminous coin is the big Zbigniew Brzezinski saying, I mean, these guys, their trolley's off. I mean, they've just set the New World Order back 30 years. We've got to take them out of power. They can't do those things. And he said the same thing again here just a few weeks ago, which I quoted him in the issue that came out yesterday. And I have to agree with him. I mean, he's the enemy as far as I'm concerned, but these guys in the White House, they're not only the enemy, they're crazy.
So what do we do about this, Bob? I mean, how do we educate the public and show them that we have smoking gun evidence here? And then even our own movement has gotten so trained to accept these crimes by these individuals that it's kind of like, oh, hum. I mean, neocons write editorials saying we need giant terror attacks in America. 9/11 was great for us in the Philadelphia Daily News. We have Gary Hart, who wrote up the CFR plan for the Homeland Security System, who's definitely one of them, saying, oh, yeah, we staged terror attacks in open letters. I mean, these bastards are getting really arrogant here. Why are they doing that?
Well, I think that they're close to and pushing toward total government, at least in their minds and eyes. And they see us a culmination of hundreds of years of attempting to bring about a world government. And they think they're getting very close. On the other hand, Brzezinski says, hey, you guys are missing the point here. We're not getting close. We've been stopped at the pass. And there's serious, serious problems in what we're trying to do. And we're very, very concerned that this whole thing may fall apart on us. So you've got two groups of thinking, one sane and one not sane. And, you know, how do you do something about it? We're doing everything we can by being on the air and publishing. I had an email the other day, not pertaining to this sort of thing, but I call a gentleman up, because I call everybody up who asked me to, and he said it would be a great idea if we had a million or 2 million people march on Washington regarding the Federal Reserve. Well, if we all feel strongly enough about this incident that Cheney and his gang of murderers and torturers and rapists are going to do these kind of programs, well, why don't we get a million people to march on Washington and tell them we're not going to put up with this anymore?
Bob, why do you think so many people who see themselves as, quote, conservatives just say, hey, torture's good, rape's good, murder's good, nuke them all? They don't understand that once you dehumanize the Iraqis or anybody else, that you've built a government and an elite that will do that right back at home to you.
They've dehumanized themselves. There's no justification for those kinds of thoughts, those kinds of actions. I know that sometimes you are forced to go to war, but most of the wars that we've had have been unavoidable. They're usually caused by either financial or political interests, such as the Second World War. Everybody who's read knows it was a setup on both Japan as well as in Europe. And so people have got to think about not allowing this to happen. And it has nothing to do with conservatives who believe in that sort of thing. It has something to do with everybody who believes in that sort of thing. And, you know, what's been very, very encouraging, and I talked this over with Tony Hilda not too long ago, is that we've had a movement of people from the right to the center and from the left to the center, so to speak. And it's the most important thing that's happened in the last 10 years in America, because now we're talking with and coordinating with people who have the same desires that we have, and there's no political label on it. And so if conservative Republicans, quote, in quotes, think that those are good things, they should rethink it, and maybe they should think about not being conservative Republicans anymore, because what they're thinking of or allowing to happen is just morally wrong.
Well, it is, and they're not exempt from all of this, too. I think it's a decadence, a disconnection from reality. They haven't really lived. They haven't seen the dark side that Cheney likes to talk about, so they think it's cute and funny and macho. No, being a thug, supporting evil, supporting killing innocents is not tough and macho. What's tough and macho is standing up for the weak, being strong, having a higher moral compass than those around you. And you know, take the left. They're not calling themselves the left anymore. I had former Congressman Dan Hamburg on, who always thought of himself as a liberal, and he said, look, you know, I'm into the Second Amendment now. Now I totally understand it. I know it's both parties. I know we need to be armed. And all the liberals I know are off buying AK-47s, and they finally get it. I mean, I have to commend the left. I mean, are you seeing the same thing I'm seeing, Bob?
You know, up until 8 years ago, about 80% of my subscribers were conservatives. Today it's 50-50, and we've got ex-Marxists, Leninists, socialists, you name it, and I'm happy to have them.
Yeah, they're finally figuring out the double game. The New World Order owns both sides of the coin. We'll be right back with Bob Chapman, talk about the $50 a barrel oil story from Lindsey Williams.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you.
home I did.
All right, Bob, I want to take calls from people's financial questions or New World Order questions. The lines are loaded, 1-800-259-9231. But in this short segment, let's just not mince words. And we like Lindsey Williams. We think he's a great guy. We were talking privately, I think, yesterday. We both have misgivings on the same issues. The story just has problems with it. We believe what he's saying. We believe he believes what he's saying. But this issue of we're going to be paying $50 a gallon a barrel gas and going to be paying, you know, $2 a gallon in the next year, it just doesn't fit with a lot of the data and input that we have.
I think first you've got to look at the fact that ARCO has been part of BP for some time. Most of those people are retired. I don't know that they're in touch or not. It's just a question. The occurrence of major fields, such as in Indonesia, first of all, it would take at least 2 years for it to get online if it was earthbound, so to speak. Indonesia is importing oil presently. I know that surprises people, but that's true. And they're a member of OPEC, and although they have recently, at least for the time being, bowed out, not knowing that they have another field, so to speak. And I don't really think that the government in Indonesia, the important people in that country, could not know about some field that was waiting to be developed. As far as the Russians are concerned, they're not going to do anything the New World Order tells them to. They're going to do what they want to do, and it'll take 7 years in the Arctic if they are drilling deeply in water to bring about production. And
yeah, that's a good point. These wells are hard to drill on dry land when you're talking 30,000, 40,000 feet.
Well, that's correct. And I don't believe that that there is such fields. They may find them, but I don't think that they found them yet. It's possible, but it's not probable. And why would Russia want to overproduce, or Indonesia, to drive prices down and let somebody put a gun to their head? And, you know, I worked against the Russians. You don't put a gun to their head. They shoot back. And they're quite good at it, quite frankly. Just ask any German to survive World War II. I mean, their kill ratio might have been 20 to 1 against the Russians, but they kept right on coming. They got a lot of guts, and they're not stupid. You know, the major oil companies are heavily invested in this ethanol thing. And if the price of gasoline and oil go down, it's going to really raise havoc with their investments. And so I also think that $50 oil is possible, but we would have to have a very deep recession and depression and to have that happen, and particularly depression. Because during
the nation would have to come to a complete
hyperinflation.
Exactly. We'd have the opposite. And then after it totally imploded, if the entire economy ended, flatlined, then you might see oil drop because nobody could buy it.
Yes, that's true. And also, I see a very, very bottom line of $80 a barrel over the next 2 years, and in all probability it's more likely it'll be $100 to $120 a barrel, because every nation in the world is inflating their money supply, money and credit. The average is plus 8 to 14% a year. Inflation is raging. It's raging. It's just that people know it, but there's no verification unless you listen to this program and a few other like it or read my publication. And so it's very difficult for oil over the next year, let's say, to drop to $50 a barrel when the cost of everything else is going up. Yes, we just had a correction in commodities.
But we've been saying for six months on record, because it happens every summer, that the price is going to peak at the end of July or mid-July and then go back down through the fall and winter and then start picking back up in the spring, back into summer. And if you watch the graph, it goes up a little bit, down, back up a little bit, down. But on a multi-year graph, it's going straight up. To say, oh, see, the oil companies were right, the price went down by $25 a barrel, this is the trick they play, where it's $1.50, then it goes to $2, then it drops back down to $1.75.
then it raises back up to 3, then it drops to 250, then to 4, then to 350, then to 450, then to 4. I mean, this is them simply training us. Everybody's saying, wow, I love $4 gas. It's better than 450. Man, we got it good. No, the gas prices are high. We'll be right back with Bob Chapman and your phone call. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at prisonplanet.tv right now or get the DVD at infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500. To qualify for the free webcam, WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
We're talking to Bob Chapman. Let's finish up with, well, really how improbable it is that oil prices could drop down to $50 a barrel, which would mean, I guess, $1.75, $2 at the pump. This is not my opinion. The Associated Press in 2001 reported on a big series, and then we went to the university and the groups that have been involved in the research, and then to the group that had the lawsuit and got the documents, not just the AP article. And we've written articles about this the last few years on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, where the oil companies in 95 and 96 met, the top 10, in the U.S. and in London, and we have all the documents, all the minutes of their meetings, and they said, there's too much oil being discovered, we want to keep prices up, how do we do it? And they said, well, no matter if wildcatters bring in fields, we can't really block natural gas, that's hard, but that's why that's been booming in the U.S., and keeping the economy afloat in many areas like Texas. But they said what we can do is buy up these refineries. And in the next 5 years, they bought up over 200 refineries and closed them. Now, Marathon and a few others have tried to go buy those old things, get through the regulatory red tape. They're trying to retrofit them and fix them up. These are small refineries. So they could find an ocean of oil tomorrow. How are they going to bring it in when we're 4 or 5 years, even if they started on 100 new refineries in the U.S. and we're bringing imported gas in as well, let's say hundreds overseas? It's just infrastructure-wise, because I know a lot, not a lot, but quite a bit more than most people about the oil industry, because family and being here in Texas, Bob, we're talking about 5 years to be able to really bring to market something that could, and that's a dead reckoning estimation, but 5 years, where they did want to give us all the oil they're blocking up, even in Alaska and places, we're talking 4 or 5 years, or is that wrong?
Oh, I think that's right. And let's assume in that period of time that we have a severe recession. When the depression arrives, if in fact it does, then you're going to have less usage. And so one could meet the other in the middle, so to speak. And yes, then the production of oil and gas versus usage would increase, bringing the price down. I mean, goodness, during depression, it could go back to $11 or $12 as well. I mean, you know, there's nothing sacred or sacrosanct in any market. And yes, I think that major oil companies would want prices higher, but they don't always get what they desire. They're making record profits now. I'm sure you've seen them.
Well, I'm getting people emailing me thinking, oh, aren't oil prices low now, as if a national average of $3.90, many areas of California, $4.50, some areas even higher. This is the Pavlovian way they train us. Remember, folks, a few years ago when $2 was outrageous, and then $3, and then, I mean, this is so childlike that people now think that oil prices are low.
Well, you know, that's that propaganda and then the release factor, you know, being able to accept something that you don't want to accept. It's just like, you know, people who are taken kidnapped by, say, bank robbers. You know, you cooperate to keep your life, and you sometimes adapt the thinking of the people who have imprisoned you, so to speak. Now, Patty Hearst is a good example of that. You don't hear much about it anymore, but, you know, that's what she succumbed to, and it's normal.
Yeah, she started robbing banks with them.
That's right. And, of course, being very wealthy, it was easy for her to have that obscured, if you may.
Very good point. And I think that's what the globalists use, psychology. They sold us torture. They sold us preemptive war, wars of aggression, corruption, surveillance. And the public has that syndrome. I forget the exact name, where you go ahead and start defending your abusers is basically what it is.
Yes. And that's not abnormal. I mean, most people don't want to die. I mean, when you're at my age, you really don't care because, you know, you think you're fortunate you live this long. But anyway,
well, I've studied enough history, Bob, as you have, to know that I've got a much better chance of my family and myself coming through it if I'm bold, if I fight back, and that being weak and living in denial invites enslavement. And so I hope all these cattle-like people out there who love the system, I hope they realize they're inviting doom by rolling over on their back and presenting their belly to the wolf. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you're going to go down, you better go down fighting.
All right, I want to spend just 2 or 3 minutes, and I want to take calls for the rest of the hour, and we appreciate Bob Chapman, the InternationalForecaster.com, joining us. Get a free subscription, trial subscription at the InternationalForecaster.com, and valuable information. Bob, before we go to the calls, just 3 or 4 minutes, the basic economic outlook, what's currently happening right now.
Well, we have been shown, particularly through the discount window and the auctions by the Fed, that if anything, the credit crisis is worse now than it was a year ago. And I'm sure Wall Street will tell you that's incorrect, and they'll have all kinds of reasons to tell you that. But the bottom line is they're increasing money and credit by about 17%, and at the same time, the banks are still having a terrible problem staying solvent, and there's some $500 billion a month that's being given to banks, which just keeps on being an auctioned and lent and rolled it at 2.25% and 2.35%. And it's keeping the system going. But you can't do it indefinitely. And that's where we're at this week as far as the credit situation is concerned. The commercial paper market, where businesses go and they put up collateral and they borrow money for short periods of time, 30, 60, 90 days, maybe 6 months, for production things or research, whatever they're doing. And that money is getting more and more and more difficult to get, and it's been that way for about a year. And so that's another negative toward...
And that kills economies.
The business financial such. Yes, it does kill the economy because the government also is taking in more money, borrowing more money, and it's crowding out business borrowers. I mean, the bank calls up and says, XYZ Instruments, you had a $5 million line of credit, now it's $1 million. Why? Well, we hate to tell you this, but we just had to buy some more treasuries in order to keep the government solvent. I mean, that's hypothetical. But the point is, yes, you're right, Alex. It impedes business and development.
And for those that don't know, in this globalist economy, margins of profit are so small in so many industries and so many manufacturing sectors that they'll need to borrow $10, $20, $30, $40, $50 million to do their run of a product just so they can sell it into the market and then pay off the debt in that 6 month period and then make their profit. And then now they can't even get it, even though they are solvent companies, that are, you know, based in the short term on a debt model. And so again, that's fouling up the system.
It's feeding on itself. It's feeding on itself. And there's no way to stop it. I mean, they unleashed a monster, and they can't put him back in the cage. And the monster is going to continue to chase them or bite at them or whatever it does. And sooner or later, it's going to get them. And it's going to get us, too. We're going to have to pay. Even though we didn't do anything wrong and they did, but that doesn't make any difference. That's just the way it is.
There was another article in Bloomberg, also in AP today, about how record amounts last month, record for all-time history, even in the previous months, of banks going to the discount cash window and, quote, getting free money from the Fed that they have to, quote, you know, pay interest back on. But that's our money. That's more liquidity currency being put out, devaluing the currency. So you say feeding on ourselves. It's like we're starving to death on a boat out in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, so we're chopping our toes off and then our feet off and barbecuing them, but we can't sustain ourselves that long eating ourselves.
Perfect example. We're devouring the host.
So this is akin to someone starving to death when the body starts eating its own muscles.
That's right.
Which your body really does start eating itself without you cutting your toes off and eating them. Your body does that. My God. I mean, if this was a country that was 240 pounds, solid muscle, totally, you know, huge bull neck, the best economy in the world, say, 100 years ago, are we emaciated down to, what, 95 pounds? And then how skinny will we get?
We'll probably wither down to 40 or 50 pounds. But during that process, it's going to be extraordinarily difficult to counterpunch. I mean, you're getting weaker and weaker. And it's not only us, it's the whole world. I mean, just take a look at Europe this week. I mean, they're ready to declare we are in a serious recession. And they are. I mean, and we haven't seen anything yet. I mean, America started in recession a year and a half ago. And I'm starting to see figures. I'm starting to see economists say, well, gee, it could have started in the last quarter of 2006. Well, thank you very much. Where have you been? Another thing, too, is that I think finally the mainline economists, even though they're hired by the banks and the brokerage houses and the government, are finally saying, look, these figures coming out of Washington are totally bogus, and we can't use them anymore. Look at the monster it's created. And so all of these things are starting to confluence. And as we go on and the exposure comes, then the next step is deeper recession. And that means we got to print more money. And then there's more hyperinflation until some point where the borrowers won't borrow anymore. When you see that, you know you are about to enter deflation. That will be the key. then you go into that death spiral.
And we go into...
It's going to be tough.
And we go into foreign companies and even countries coming in who don't have the devalued currency. They're going into recessions and depressions, but they still have a strong currency. They're coming in with all the dollars they've bought in the past, and they are buying up the infrastructure, the water districts, everything. Here's the Wall Street Journal. We're fighting the foreigners off in about half the time from grabbing roads that are worth $100 million over 50 years, and they're getting them for a half billion, a billion for 75. So literal pennies on the dollar, roads we've already paid for. The state transportation boards won't fix them. They're spending the money on cameras and emergency centers and martial law, war wags, and the rest of it, literally, big armored vehicles. And then we have this. Bush calls for new highway tolls, more private funding of roads, and he just basically declared, the states are stopping this. I'm going to use the federal funds to demand that the infrastructure be handed over to private interest. So, I mean, you talk about cannibalism. This is amazing, Bob.
And it's a fact, you know, you just read from your mind exactly what the governor of New York State said. And that is not the answer. The answer is maybe what Schwarzenegger is doing, saying, look, we're laying off 200,000 or is it 20,000? And everybody, no, there's 20,000 and I have to be laid off, and 200,000 have to have their salaries cut to minimum wage. And at the same time, the legislature in California is arguing about which way they're going to go on trying to solve this $15 billion I'm-in-the-hole dilemma.
Well, when this implodes, what are all the new 3 million cops from 500,000 a decade ago, what are they going to do when there's when they can't pull people over and give them tickets anymore to raise money because the people have no more money? What are they going to do when all this is going bankrupt?
I don't know. I don't know what they can do. And if they start being aggressive, well, the people will get aggressive. And I certainly wouldn't want to be in law enforcement at that time because it's going to be very difficult.
Okay, let's take some calls, folks. Let's go ahead and get my call list up here on the computer in front of me. Let's go to Betsy, Ingrid, Judith, Catherine, and Zach. I'm going to get to all of you, but let's move quick. Betsy in Texas, you're on the air with Bob Chapman.
Hi, Alex. I've been listening to you since February 2002, and it just keeps getting more and more. You know, Exxon, $11 billion profit.
BP, $13 billion.
I mean, we have an energy scare, but then we have conflicting interests. Everything points to Alaska, from Anwar to Harp. You know?
Now, just remember, though, those profits for Exxon and BP are that's in dollar figures, so the profits really aren't that big. I'm not saying that the oil companies aren't crooked. They're as crooked as it gets, but they are. Bob, you want to explain that relationship?
Well, it's very, very convoluted, but the oil companies are among the richest entities in the world, and they have been allowed to do exactly what they want to do. And, you know, they got all these profits coming in, and that's nice for them. But, you know, you've got millions of people in the world starving because they won't refine more gasoline to bring the price down.
Anything else, Betsy?
You know, all the car companies are going bankrupt. They're selling the Eiffel Tower, not the Eiffel Tower, the Empire State Building to Abu Dhabi. Or, you know, that was on the New York Post. New York City for sale, you know, we're just selling out the whole country.
Going into slavery.
Well, thank God there's people out there like you guys that are educating people. I do my part for my... I have meetings at the library. I try to get people the information. You know, go to prisonplanet.tv. It's the greatest resource. And thank you.
Thank you. Let's take another call here. Let's talk to Ingrid in Las Vegas. You're on the air, Ingrid.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
I think you're the greatest, and no one has more courage than you. And God is on your side. And I like to tell you what happened to my friend and me exactly 1 week ago today. We got pulled over by the cops. And we have a sticker on the car, Infowars.com, and two Ron Paul stickers. And when they got done with us, they said, do you know why we did this? And they pointed to the stickers. They treated us like criminals, ordered us out of the car and facing the police car. Then they searched the car. They searched my purse threw everything out of my purse, didn't put it back in, questioned us beyond belief, and it was horrible.
Well, for those that don't know, all over the Western world, the police have been told to harass patriots, to engage in secret police activities. Did you tell them shame on you? I mean, or I guess they were proud that they saw someone who loved America as a threat. Oh, my God, they like Ron Paul. Oh, my God, they're evil.
I know. We didn't do anything wrong. They never asked for insurance or registration. Every cop asked us that before. And they never gave us a ticket.
They were just letting you know that it was a commissariat political stop.
One cop said, "Do you know why we did this?" And he pointed to the stickers.
God almighty, it's bad. I mean, what's wrong with these cops, Bob, thinking that people that defend America, and we've been right about everything, that we're the bad ones? What do they think?
Well, I think that they probably get a lot of disinformation from government, and they do what they're told because they have to or they'll lose their jobs. And I think it puts them in a state of mind where anybody who challenges the system in which they've chosen to operate in is outside of what they are, or evil or whatever. And so these two ladies in the car were evil because they thought Ron Paul was a good choice, and so they harassed him.
Tell you what, Ingrid, stay there. We're going to skip this break for all the InfoWars.com listeners. Continue with calls towards the end of the show with Bob Chapman. Okay, Ingrid, tell us more about the story. How did it end? I mean, did you say shame on you, or were you, or they just dumped your stuff on the ground? I mean, I guess in the future you'll be taken to a death camp or tasered.
Yeah, really. I was going to say something. I said, no, I don't really know why you did this. And my friend said, come on, let's go, because it's a guy. Not you said two women, it's a guy. He said, come on.
No, I'm talking about you being two women. Okay, but it was a guy with you. Go ahead.
Yeah. My friend said, let's go. I was going to say more to them, but he was just so happy that we finally can get away from them. Because we pulled in the parking lot of Sam's Town. It's a casino here in Las Vegas. And there was all kinds of people walking by, and they're all looking at us, and we're in the front of the police car with our hands behind our back like we're criminals.
Oh, he told you put your hands behind your back as the Ron Paul sticker. Now, what was the look on their face while they were dumping your stuff out on the ground and leaving it there and having this pleasure raping Americans?
We weren't supposed to look towards our car. We had to face the other side.
But, I mean, when he was gone, did he say, get out of here, or how did he talk to you?
They said, yeah, you can go now, but do you know why we did this? He said, you know.
God almighty.
And they questioned us, where are you going? Where do you come from? And where were you before that?
Well, a lot of these guys have been running checkpoints and shaking families down and killing them in Iraq, and they're just totally mind blown. Don't worry, cops. They're going to take your pension funds, everything you got. Your loving government that you trust so much is going to hurt you real bad. Ingrid, you ought to write that story up and post it in the message board at prisonplanet.com. God bless you, my dear. Take care. Yeah, don't let this intimidate you, folks. We gotta expose this more than ever. Bob, it's that kind of story, and there's one in the news today, a person being arrested for sticking an InfoWars sticker inside an airplane. That was not good. Shouldn't have done it, but the point is they overreacted to that. I mean, that really, again, I'd love to be able to talk to that cop when he's off duty and just say, man, don't you understand this is tyranny, Bob?
You're right, but you can't nab them, and hopefully police... law enforcement people are listening to the program, and they talk to one another, say, you know, we shouldn't be doing that. We just shouldn't be doing that.
I just don't understand how they get away with all this evil. I mean, we know they call them into the big police meeting rooms and tell them, look out for the Ron Paul people. I've got video of FEMA teaching them that founding fathers are bad. If you have a UN sticker, go ahead and arrest them, you know, get us out of the UN. It's just totally lawless, criminal government. Here we go into the final segment with Bob Chapman. Everybody stay with us.
Wake up feeling great. Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más.
Yeah, all over the country, it's even in the newspapers. InfoWar stickers, Ron Paul stickers. Cops pull you over. A lot of times they pull guns out. They freak out. I got video on Road to Tyranny where they pull a woman over to checkpoint. It's their squad car video, and they find a pocket constitution. And the state police in Virginia start breathing heavy. Oh, look what I found, paraphernalia. Is she allowed to have this? And they go, I don't know. I think that's illegal. I mean, folks, that sounds like a humor or dark satire or 1984. No, it's America. And, God, these men have no minds, no brains. It's just now there are a lot of cops that I know like Ron Paul, but there are a lot who are just total scum. Oh, man, I'm just freaked out after that call. Judith in BB, wherever that is. You're on the air, Judith.
BC.
Okay, good. It's at BB on my screen.
Two questions. Changed from... anyways, one, did you get my email with 10 questions?
No.
Look for it.
Okay.
And then my other question would have been to your first guest, and that is, did you get any news hearing that George Bush's oil assets have been seized, has been frozen? And that was given to us on June the 12th on CBC Radio 2. Today is BC's 150th birthday, and I'd like to tell your guests that.
Okay, I got to jump. I'm here at the end. Thank you. We got to hurry. Bob, have you heard that George Bush's oil assets have been frozen?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. Let's take one.
That's Canadian broadcasting, so, you know, they might carry it, and you wouldn't hear it here.
Catherine in Georgia, last person I have time for. Sorry, Zach. Go ahead, Catherine.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I have several points I'd like to touch on, and I'll call back another day, I guess, but I know time's short. I'll try to be brief. I hear a lot of complaining about the government and the problems that we're having right now as a nation and as a world, but I still hear a lot of clinging and looking to the government to fix these problems. The thing is, they're not going to fix them for us, at least not in the way that we'd like. They're going to push their agenda on
us. No, they're here to get money out of us and squeeze us. It's a criminal.
They're going to try to present their solution, but... That's the thing. The system is not designed to work in our favor, and so it's absurd for us.
Our government is foreign-owned, period.
Yeah, it's absurd for us to think that we can elect in officials. We're going to have to do something else. This system is not the only system.
Well, I think if you only focus...
We do have the right to create our
own. Yeah, I hear you. Call me back. It's on the Sunday show, and we'll talk about it. We're just out of time. But you can take over local government. The national stuff has become a distraction. Bob Chapman, theinternationalforecaster.com. Thank you for spending time with us.
See you next week. Bye-bye, Alex.
You bet. There goes Bob. Take care, my friend. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, look, we got to wake the general public up that cops pulling you over for Ron Paul sticker is tyranny. We got to wake the public up that they're building FEMA camps. They're putting poison in your vaccines. They're testing chemical and biologicals on you. They're killing us. They're killing cops and their families, too. Don't roll your eyes out there, government people who think you're part of the power structure. It's just you're unbelievably disgusting. You know, we don't even hate you. We're just disgusted by you and your pig-like behavior. Bureaucrats, all of you, it's disgusting. And the ride's almost over. We're going to hell in a handbasket, and I hope you're proud of what you've done and what you've been part of. And that goes for the American people as well. We all have sat on our butts and let this happen, and now it's time to fix it. And don't worry, it will get fixed. It's going to get worse and worse. In closing, retransmission starts in T-minus 1 minute at OnePlace, InfoWars.com. I had an incredible hour and 20-minute long interview with Vincent Bugliosi, more than what you just heard in his 10 minutes of testimony in Washington last week on impeachment and on Bush being a mass murderer and a lot more. That is coming up in retransmission in a jam-packed first hour where I covered the most important issue we have seen in months of government-sponsored terror, smoking gun, information, retransmission now. One place on the web at InfoWars.com. For everybody else, I'll be back on the AM and FM dial next Monday and Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. God bless you all. Get truth rising today.